Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5 minutes feedback, mood on deck was good, chilling.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die For Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Die For Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down By Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die For Radio.
Shout out to Die For Radio. The kid, Yuck Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man, Dyer. Holding it down, Die For Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die For Radio.
The Knights won't score 100 points when the Celtics won titles back to back and didn't get
one, cause playing the game is a lot of fun. Sit by the TV and watch them all, cause Curtis Blow is rapping basketball.
Did you see that boy Pearl the other night take that thing up in UN space? He's bad, but I like Michael Jordan, man. Oh, y'all remember the old days, though? The old days of the record with Dr. J used to take the whole thing, boy.
Oh, man. He used to burn him. I saw him burn Cassie Russell one night, man. It was embarrassing.
Hey, y'all see Bernard King, man?
Oh, Bernard King is my man. I like the Knicks. The Knicks play ball, man.
Oh, they can play ball.
Don't win it this year.
Bill Russell was the man.
Yeah, but Will used to take him, man. Will.
Check this out. Bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio. So do not leave this apparatus.
Die For Radio. What's happening, y'all? Of course, I'm your host, Dia Lansky. And I had to get that Curtis Blow, you know what I'm saying, basketball in, because we do got a heck of a series right now on our hands. And, man, you know, big ups to the Clippers and... You know what I'm saying, the Warriors, and big ups to the Indiana Pacers, you know, for going ahead and wrapping that series up, going to meet Miami in the Eastern Conference Finals. So, and, of course, we had to play the song as well because we got the legend himself coming by real quick, Curtis Blow himself, and we're going to chop it up with him and definitely have a good time. He's got some, you know, great insight on everything. From music to real life events to basketball, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Also, I want to remind all the Die For listeners, we're actually going to do a special show tomorrow night, and I'm really excited about this. And, you know, we've been doing our tribute to R&B lately and really kind of, you know, giving the artists from then, you know, really their props because that genre was so strong at one point and just all over. So tomorrow night we're going to world premiere Maxine Jones, and Maxine Jones is formerly of In Vogue, her debut solo single called Didn't I? And I also have an exclusive interview with Silk, you know what I'm saying? So it's a special edition Die For Radio tribute to R&B, and be sure to tune in. It is 5:30 Pacific time instead of 8:30 Pacific time. So all the East Coasters, you know, can definitely tune in and not be too late. And we always appreciate all the East Coasters that tune in anyways. But you already know how it goes down. Tonight's going to be a beautiful show. Like I said, we got Curtis Blow in the house, definitely a legend. We also got the ATL legend himself, MC Shy D. Huge fan of MC Shy D and everything he's done for hip-hop. I cannot wait to chop it up with him. You know what I'm saying? And then we also got Charlie Brown from Leaders of the New School. I mean, hip-hop at its finest tonight, y'all. Y'all don't even know what is about to go down. You know, another thing I got to say, too, is it's a beautiful thing, you know, that we started getting together with Hype Magazine and Die For Productions, because right now hip-hop is making that circle, that you know, almost reality back. And I'm so happy to be a part of it while it's going on, because I'm starting to see it even since I've been on the air. You know, I've definitely seen a lot happen. But, you know, right now, actually, we're going to go into a little good hip-hop and, you know, some of my idols from back in the day doing it right now. This is that White Crows, Kick Rocks, Razzcaz and Mr. Long, Dot4 Radio. Coming back with man Curtis Blow himself. Come on.
Yeah. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick rock, rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick rock. Now don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you. Get the picture, nigga. Me and my people aboard with you. You can kick rocks till your toes bleed. Walking out on slow speed, that's exactly what you foes need. The White Crows be the antidote. And y'all niggas getting cured by them rhymes you wrote. We brought the essence to you adolescents. Like when that real hip-hop shit had a presence. Well, this is it, with a raw uncut. Bringing the ball back up. Keeping you all starstruck, taking the hide and fuck. I got a beef with whack rappers cause they tank the game. Shit, it's all convoluted, it just ain't the same. I gotta beef with dope rappers cause they just complain that they can't maintain, so they have to refrain. Mr. Long is unprecedented, the way I represent it. I call it like I see it and I say it like I meant it.
You fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick rock, rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick rock, rock.
Scram, beat it, kick rocks and chase them. See, I don't Captain Sabaho, I replace them. And I don't hang with no bitch niggas, I erase them. About face them, the transport, Jason Statham. Snatch them off the stage like Juggalo shows. A group of Negroes becomes a murder of crows. Plus I murder the pros. Pink game is epic, gimmicky rappers, adios, see the exit. Cause you the type of weirdo buying hookers off of Craigslist. We be on a dynamic duo, the meth and red shit. Blackout, air whack out. That's why I'm hotter than a crack house. Hip-hop is my journey. Rap nowadays is corny. 99% of these famous niggas bore me. I hope major labels disappear, cause I don't like a lot of what I gotta hear.
You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick rock, rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick rock, rock.
Dot4 Radio, that was that White Crows, Mr. Long and Razzcaz. Look out for that movement. But on to what we have to do tonight, we got the legend himself, Curtis Blow, on the line. What's happening with you, my homie? We really appreciate you rocking with us. How you feeling
all
tonight?
Right. I'm feeling mighty fine, mighty fine. Thank you for having me.
That's no problem, no problem. I opened the show with basketball, and I not only is one of my favorites, but I found it somewhat appropriate with obviously the Pacers being able to wrap it up, but this heck of a series we got going with the Clippers and the Thunder. So definitely appropriate time to have you on the show, needless to say.
Yeah, it's going down right now, you know. Clippers trying to stay alive, and we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But to get into it, obviously you're a basketball fan and you're in the LA area now. Are you more of a Clippers fan, so to speak, just, you know, off the top than a Clippers fan, or, you know, Lakers,
well,
Clippers,
you know,
what do you
I'm kind of strange in the fact that, like, I'm a basketball fan, so I have many teams. And recently I became a fan of the Clippers, man. I think they're doing some good stuff. They're exciting, you know. They got Chris Paul, number one point guard in the league. They're doing well. And just recently, you know, with the Donald Sterling situation. Absolutely. and Magic coming in, and it's kind of like everybody's checking for the Clippers right now.
Yeah, they definitely are. So, you gotta give it to them. They're playing hard against a good team, and they do have, you know, the Sterling issue. And, you know, I even read, you know, we could talk about that for hours, but, you know, I even read just on these ESPN that, you know, the lawyer says we're not paying this $2.5 million, so it's going to be a long process. I feel for them dudes because they're really trying to make their place in basketball, you know, and it's got all this other off-the-court business to deal with. So, you know, I give them props for going out there like they do.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That they were thrusted in the forefront of all of this turmoil and all of this media frenzy that's going on, that's happening right now. So I kind of think that God has his hands on the Clippers right now, you know. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. But to go into a little bit of music and some other stuff, obviously, I mean, where do you start with you? But as far as, you know, music-wise, and I'm going to go even back to when, you know, you first signed with Mercury and with Christmas Rap, and, you know, what was it like? I really got to ask, because although the type of music, you know, and breakbeats and everything through DJs you heard, but what was it like and the feeling almost in the air back then when you were pioneering something like that? I mean, did you guys know you were onto something?
It's kind of like hard to explain. It was a feeling, a buzz, an energy, like a spirit that was going around with everybody, and it was all good, man. I'm just to be a part of something that was fresh and new, and we all knew that it was about to hit the scene. I mean, Russell Simmons and I, we were in college together, and we were college buddies, you know, going to CCNY. And once the record hit, you know, once Christmas Rapping came out, Russell immediately, he took a leave of absence from school. So I was like, I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay in school and finish my college, you know, education. But then we put out the breaks right after that, and the song went like platinum. So I had to take a leave. We were going on tour and everything, doing big things. And it was just a great time, a great, great, great. You know, I tell everybody all the time, you know, I was living in a dream world. It was like one miracle after another. It was just an incredible, awesome, awesome time.
Now, was it, you know, I always say this, and I kind of like this question, because especially, you know, pioneering something back then, and the way hip-hop is even today, you know, people always have confidence in their music, especially they trying to put it out. But did you feel that it was going to have the outcome that it did, I mean, at the time? And I know that's a tough question, because it's like, I can't, you know, tell the future, but, did it really feel like, okay, this is the next step towards something special, that in 2014 you would be on Die 4 Radio still talking about what you did, you know?
Right.
In 79, which is a beautiful thing. I mean this all in a positive way.
Well, we knew we were making history, you know. I was the first guy, first MC signed to a major label, you know, so that was big, that was huge, and then we put out the first records, you know. I wasn't looking to do anything but make, you know, I had it all figured out. I wanted to sell 30,000 copies, then I would have $37,000, I would make 37 grand, and I could finish my college career and have a little money to start a business or something. So I was just trying to sell. First song, Christmas Rap, and sold over 400,000 copies. And then the breaks came out and sold 800,000 copies. So for me, those were milestones. I mean, when the breaks came out, that was like the first certified gold rap song in the history of hip-hop. So we were making history, you know, way back in the days, and everything we did, like the first to use the drum machine, the first to use the sample, you know, we revolutionized the industry, the music industry, by just being in the studio and producing things for the first time, and it was just an awesome, awesome, awesome time. And yeah, we knew straight off that this was something big, this was something new, this was would be something incredible, and We took it there. We were successful. We were blessed by God.
Absolutely. Now, when you say, you know, because obviously you said first one to sign a record deal, at that point, you know, how people talk about record deals now, it's like you can Google details and stuff like that. You know, what kind of reference did you have? Did you have, you know, like kind of pay attention almost like what the people in Motown did or stuff like that? Because especially for the genre you guys pretty much created, like you said, first drum machines, this and that, you know, what kind of, you know, did you know what a record deal was, so to speak, as far as the ins and outs?
Of course, man. I mean, you know, Russell Simmons and I, like I said, we were college students, so I had an advantage over everybody else who didn't have a college education. You know, my major was communications and speech broadcasting, so I knew how to communicate and handle my way through the different areas of production, and not only that, just the bureaucracy and going through the different departments of my record company and dealing with people and lawyers, and I was smart. We, you know, we did our research in the music industry, and Russell was a sociology major, so you know, he knew about the market and the trends and just the mass of people that we're trying to reach and communicate to. So, yeah, it was kind of like, wow, we had this theory and this plan and a science, and we went after it, you know. So, you know, we did the right things and we made the right moves at the right time. So, and that was because, you know, we did the research on music. So we had the guidelines. Of course, I knew about James Brown. He was the godfather of soul, you know, and just studying his history and Motown and knowing the ins and out of basic music theory, you know, just how to write a song, a chorus, what a chorus is and what a break is and what a, you know, a rap verse is. And we were putting it together for the first time. So there had to be some kind of knowledge of music and theory and, of course, research the history of music, you know. We're blessed. We put it together.
Well, they always say, you know, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. So, you know,
right.
But I think, you know, that's a big part in music nowadays, you know, and you know, it's not the same old conversation like, oh, hip-hop today and this and that. But I always say, you know, in my show, and I know people get sick of it, but I think the lack of substance in music is because they don't know a lot about other types of music. They love hip-hop,
right.
And that's all, you know, the younger kids, and that's all they've really listened to. So then that's what they apply to their music if they're artists themselves or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
You know, the good old appreciation of all sorts of music, like you said, song structure. Another one missing right now, artist development. We were just talking about this the other night. Now you can put out your own music, so that whole part of artist development is being lost.
Right. Yeah, you don't have, you know, the people who are sitting behind the desk who can actually theorize with you and give you some philosophy and you know, just practical theory and science you know, with the experience of road managers and people, A&R directors, and people that you can talk to help you along with your career. Managers now are just not into doing that, I guess. You know, what can I say? It's changed a whole lot, the music industry today. But I tell you one thing, we sure have a lot of information at our fingertips. Before, we used to have to go to the library, man. You know what I mean? To read a book.
Crazy. No, I know exactly what you're saying. And we actually had Chuck D on the show, and he was saying the same thing. You know, he's like, you can say everything negative that you want about it, but I've been waiting for an era like this where music, no matter what genre you want to listen to, is this accessible.
Right, exactly. I mean, not only music, but, I mean, all information, anything you can learn. I mean, I tell people this all the time. We're living in the age of, like, the Matrix, but the one thing good about the Matrix was that, you know, you could tap into the Matrix mainframe and be like, yo, teach me how to fly a computer, and you can learn that thing in 15 minutes, you know what I'm saying? But now it's like, all right, it won't take – all right, it'll take me about – maybe 2 or 3 days. But I tell you, I can find the information, and I will learn how to fly a helicopter in 48 hours, man. You know what I'm saying? So all this information is at your fingertips, whatever you want to do, whatever it is, whatever information that you need, you can find. All you need to know is how to use the keyword search in Google and find this information. But it's there. It's there, and it's so amazing how technology has grown.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm going to flip it to a different page now. We have a close friend of the Die4 Radio family here, Sugar T, and, you know, talking to her earlier, and I know you do a lot with her. How did you guys connect? Because that's actually interesting. I mean, we love her to death over here, so, you know. But interesting enough, how did you guys get hooked up?
Well, you know, I know her brother, E-40. We go way back, you know, from the days of L.A., and I've been out in L.A. for about 25 years now. And I met Sugar T when she was, I think we did a couple of shows together way back when she had her songs out. Man, she had some nice songs, so I always liked her voice. She was very, very strong with the vocals, and we just kept in touch, so... she started promoting and doing things up in Sacramento and Oakland and San Francisco area, and she just came and got in touch with me one time. We started doing some shows again. She's working. She's got a lockdown up there on the north side of the West Cali.
Ooh, she sure do. No, and like I said, she's a good part of family over here, and, you know, we communicate with her a lot, and when we were talking, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, Curtis Blood. And so I had to bring it up because she's super good people, and she is out there doing her thing right now, too. I got to give props to Sugar T.
Yep. She's representing for real.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then to go from there, and I actually found this out recently, not for the show, but not too long ago, that you're ordained minister as well.
Mm-hmm.
What yes. You know, I know founder of Hip Hop Church, you know, that is far, but how active are you in something like that? And obviously when you're an ordained minister, the faith is strong, you're always active. But as far as, you know, actually out there doing it, are you pretty active with it?
Well, I was about 7-8 years ago, really active. There are about 60 hip-hop churches around the country, so I'm always traveling and making guest appearances, and I still preach about once a month, but it was heavy. I used to preach every weekend, like 4 or 5 times a week. When I was on tour, I used to do tours every year doing the gospel thing, gospel rap. I put out some CDs. Curtis Blow and the Trinity is the name of my group, Curtis Blow and the Trinity. You can check us out on iTunes. We have 3 albums out. But I love the Lord, man. It's always going to be a part of my life. You know, this whole spiritual walk is different. You know, I've always wanted to live my life like the saints and try to live spiritually. And it's really, I wouldn't say it's hard or difficult, but it's different. And I'm finding out for the first time in my life, I'm really having fun, really, really having fun living life, and it's because I'm doing it spiritually, but it's different. It's different. I say, you know, I don't do a lot of the bad things I used to do back in the day. You know, stop cursing, and I never really cursed on my songs, but just my normal everyday language. Things have changed. You know what I mean? I don't watch everything I used to watch on TV. You know, no more porno. stuff like that. No more going to the strip club, you know. Just the way of life is different, but I still, you know, love my sports. I still go to basketball games and go to church and go out to the beach and go to the movies, you know. I still do a lot of the things that I used to do to have fun, but just all the bad things are just cut out of my life. And for the first time, I could say you know, I'm having fun with this. It's not a struggle. It's not hard at all. So
that's great. That's great. That's great to hear. So what do you have going on as far as, you know, 2014, 2015? I know you're always a busy man. I know you've been acting. You also coordinate, you know, soundtracks and do all sorts of stuff. What's new with you now?
Well, I have several projects I'm working on. I'm working along with an actress. Her name is Camila Lopez. And she has this initiative for the ERA, which is the Equal Rights Amendment. It's for women to get the same pay as a man in the workplace. And since the beginning of this country, women have not had this equality. So I'm fighting for the equality in the workplace for women, which is really crazy. We're trying to do a ratification of the ERA. And in order for us to make it a law where a woman can actually receive the same pay and doing the same job as a man, you know, it's a law. To make it a law, we need to ratify the ERA. So we need 38 states in order for the ratification to go through. We have 35 states so far, so we need 3 more. The vote is coming up in November, so we're pushing for this initiative for everyone to be aware of what's going out and get out and vote this November for the equality of women. And so what I did was I put together a We Are the World style song called Equal Means Equal, the ERA rap. And we have so many people on the song already. I'm finishing it up. I'm going to get it out there hopefully by like September or so. I'm working on that project. And then I have another TV show called Hip Hop Around the World, where I travel the globe hanging out and chilling and interviewing all the hip hop and rap stars from every different country. And that's kind of exciting, traveling the globe, meeting all the hip hoppers from around the world. And then I have it's the 30th anniversary of my song Basketball, so we're shooting a documentary. And that should be out in November by the start of next basketball season. And besides that, and it's the 35th anniversary of my Christmas rap. So we're gearing up for that in December of this year.
Yeah,
big
absolutely. And definitely.
Son. Big shout out
what's
to
that?
my son, Curtis Blow Jr. Big shout out to him. He has a studio going strong. He's writing, doing stuff with
nice.
Neo and Justin Bieber and Chris Brown, and he's holding down over here at the lab out in L.A., and he's working on his third album, too.
That's great. And, you know, make sure, too, what's happening?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it felt like it was breaking up for a second. My bad. I said make sure, too, you know, as he has new songs, you get the song going in September that you get it to us so we can get, you know, proper promo for you and everything like that. Because, you know, definitely hold down our own and hold down the good music. So, you know, as far as that aspect, definitely keep us involved.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah,
all
definitely.
Right.
And then I got to ask, though, because I'm like at the NFL. I got to go to sports again real quick. I'm the NFL, like I'm an NFL fan. I was born, you know, a Dodgers, Raiders, Lakers fan, but you know, tough to root for my Raiders a lot. But you know, they're getting better. So, but I'm just a football fan, like you said about basketball. But who do you want to take the whole thing basketball-wise?
Basketball,
at this point in time,
probably Miami is if the Clippers don't get there. I would love to see the Clippers against Miami. That would be such an exciting game, man. Really, really slam dunk after another. But it looks like it's going to be Miami and San Antonio. Football, I would love to see Peyton win a ring. I love the Broncos. You know, I'm into fantasy football and basketball, so, you know, I'm gearing up to get Peyton again as quarterback on my fantasy football team, so. I like them Broncos.
But man, they had their chance. Peyton's very talented. always has been. I honestly thought they was going to do it. I'm not going to lie. And again, I just want a good game when it comes to football. So I didn't, I didn't know. I actually had the opportunity to live in Denver for a few years, and I loved it out there. It was great. Besides the snow, I can't deal with the snow, man. I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, so I mean I'm just used to that weather. But it should be interesting. Lots going on. I got to go quick to Rhyme or Reason. Now you were associate producer on Rhyme or Reason.
Yes, sir.
Is this hip-hop around the world kind of that same kind of feel?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Like, real reality show, but documentary style, but kind of like real modern and gritty. And it should be a nice situation. But I remember Rhyme and Reason. That was fun. You know, I pulled in Dr. Dre and Busta Rhymes and all the old school cats, and it was good. It was good working on that. That was like a documentary, but we looked at it like if it was a real movie for us.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to tell you, I still watch it. In fact, I think it's on Netflix. So I even stream it in the studio a lot, and I was a big fan of the soundtrack for sure. You know, at the time too when it came out, I'm a huge Boot Camp fan. And was a huge Razzcast fan, you know, growing up. Those were like my favorites. And they had that song on that, Uniform or something like that. And it was Helter Skelter and Razzcast with Cannabis. And it was just like, what is that? You know, that's when people, when you had soundtracks, though, man. I miss old soundtracks.
Right. Yeah. Those are the good old days, man, when you used to work. You know, you want to do a movie, let's do a movie. Everything else involved with it, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, you gotta admit, though, a little bit. I love the analog sound. I still have records. In fact, I was pulling out records earlier today. We got MC Shy D on the show later, and I pulled out some old records I had of his. I have some old records of yours. So I still so in love with that analog sound, and I still love buying the CDs. But, like, you brought up your son. You know, he's holding it down in a studio right now, and you can get really good music out of a home studio and a drum machine, you know, right. Cool little drum machine, the Machine or the Renaissance now. You know, how do you feel about that, considering how hard it was to do music back then? I mean, even going into the 90s, it was record.
I'm not mad. I just sat here and I recorded nine tracks. Within a matter of 48 hours, so I've been going nonstop and doing my thing. So, and it's fun. Back in the day, it would take me, about 2 weeks to do that, you know? So it's incredible, just modern technology. You got it right there at your fingertips. At your home, you ain't got to go nowhere. I ain't got to go out to no big studio. I could do it right here at the pad, then take it to a studio and make it sound great. So it's
yep,
all good.
Honestly, you get a Avalon, a Neumann, MPC, and the Waves bundles with Pro Tools, and you're good to go. You really are, technology is definitely on the side, and that's, you know, it's amazing how much it comes for just everything, you know, not just that, but. Before we let you go, and it's just been an absolute honor having you on here, you know, we got some people listening live and give Twitter messages and stuff like that, and a lot of props to you, obviously, but they want to know, too, you know, what was it like working with Run DMC, and obviously you talk about Russell, but as far as music, and also the Fat Boys.
Right. Well, my productions, like I said, you know, it was fun doing those productions back then. You know, just working with people and meeting people and just making their dream come into fruition, making their dreams a reality was just the whole reason why I did it, just to see the joy in people's faces when we came up with a product and a song that they loved, and it was just a a real spiritual time back then as well, and I didn't know it. But, yeah, man, it's cool working with Run DMC and people like Kool Herc and Vambata.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the Fat Boys and Love Bug Starsky.
Now, you originally were I think, billed as the son of Curtis Blow.
Oh, that was Run.
Oh, that was Run. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm like, okay, yeah. But, no, what I was going to say on that, though, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, that whole thing, I mean, the buzz, I mean, to be a fly in a wall with that whole thing is, I mean, incredible because there was nothing out there like that. I mean, you guys, you know, really just originated the sound. So I can't stress it enough that, I mean, to create something, everybody creates music, but to create a culture like that is just amazing. It's just amazing. And, you know, we are blessed to still be enjoying it. And we really do. Like you said, it's the anniversary of basketball. Here we are in the playoffs. I mean, all of this from then is still so relevant today. And that's part of why I have this platform here.
Well, you know, I just thank God that we live during a time where, you know, I got to grow up with some great music in the 60s. And I'm saying that Motown sound was incredible, I'm telling you. I remember when those songs were coming out on the radio. And James Brown and the Jackson 5. And then I grew up and I get the opportunity to meet these people and tell them how much I love them and how much they influence my music. So it's been a blessing. Believe me, I've had just as much fun as you did. So praise the Lord and thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Well, we'll definitely let you enjoy your night. You know, enjoy the rest of this Clippers game. Before you go, though, would you mind if I get a Die 4 radio drop from you?
Yep, you got it.
Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
Yo, what's up? You're listening to the sounds of your boy Curtis Blow right here on Die 4 radio.
That's what's up. So like I said, you know, music-wise, keep us involved, and especially, you know, with your son, he's definitely out there doing his thing, like you said, so keep us involved in what he's doing. We'll definitely,
okay.
You know, big shout-out to Todd Davis. We'll definitely be, you know, in touch. But definitely keep us involved because you know, we like to stay involved. We like to stay busy, so.
All right. You got it. I'm gonna
absolutely. Absolute pleasure having you. Thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Same here. Take care, fellas. All right. Bye.
Yep, definitely. By Curtis Blow in the house, the legendary. What a great interview. Man, Dot4 Radio in the house. That's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And the insight, too, and you know what I like, too? You know, we talk about basketball. We talk about hip-hop. We talk about all that. And we definitely do, you know, the knowledge. Do the knowledge, people. So, obviously, we rocking out right now. We got our next special guest coming in just a few minutes. We got Charlie Brown, Leaders of the New School, coming through. You know what I mean? That's definitely going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing. And one thing I got to say, too, don't forget about tomorrow night, Maxine Jones. We're going to play that new single, formerly of In Vogue. We got the interview with Silk. Man, our tribute to R&B on the way it's supposed to be done. Only on Die4 Radio. And, yeah, so that's the way we do it. We also got the Drodian Show. You know what I mean? We got Egyptian Lover on Saturday with Sneak Rothstein. We also got Pharoah Monch coming in. And you already know he dropped his new album, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, and it is a banger. I mean, absolute. I've always been a fan since Organized Confusion, but I have to tell you, I'm really, really feeling it. In fact, I'm going to go to a track real quick. You know what? I got to do it. Here's that Pharoah Monch off that new album. This is called Time, produced by Marco Polo. Let's go.
lessons from my past, only to face new monsters. I add, all we comatose are unconscious. My top spins perpetual. Deep, make the connection. You sleep as reality bites. Inception. Inception. Protection orders for my post-traumatic stress disorder. Molested Mexican daughters stretch across the border. Where streets paved in gold often fade from the paint they use to pave the streets of thinner. And greener is the grass on the other side. Except for when that other side is Jenna. A sewer. You smile while you sipping a cup of Kahlua. That makes me want a main line of fucking fit to do it. Relevant. And my melanin and then makes me a feminine. And I just wanna take this fucking crack and sell it to the planet. Panic, I'm a manic, depressive mechanic that manages frantically to damage to the brain with Xanax. And it, like the word anxiety, is granite panoramic to the back of my eyelids and a variety of fonts. Aerial, bold, gothic, lost it in Times Square and going home is not an option. Is this illusion optic? Perhaps it's just a chemical reaction. With my Zoloft and Acidophilus, the section of my brain that forms sentences is inoperative. Danger, 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 Will Robinson. I'm a Zarai, Farside, Fatless, Collagen. My tolerance is volatile and it feels like I'm losing oxygen.
Well, 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 well. Don't you cleanse my mind. Don't you lift this spell.
Fire, burning up, true to the
open to suggestions that will move forward to what I'm looking toward. The world saw it and embraced it. Demons, I faced it. Refuse to be what you choose to be. That's me, the free spirit. We steer it right here. I'm on fire when I choose to appear. To rules I don't adhere. That's limitations. Courtroom litigations. Sleep deprivations. The burning sensations. It's surgery. Everything is word to me. Tell me what you heard, my G. The blaze still burns eternal. It's an inferno. Take notes in the journal. I gave you a jewel. It's much more than book learning and school. I'm 20 years in the game. It's still putting it down the same.
I'm on fire.
Yo, check it out, yo. This is the Glock Cocker, the Block, the Block Locker. Smoother, Hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, Sex, Money, and Guns, nigga. You heard them. And I'm rocking with my dog, Dial Lance. Dig, Dial 4 Radio. You know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, this is Mr. Long of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cast to die for hip hop, turn on Dial 4 Radio. Get into the real hip hop, all right? Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you are listening to Die 4 Radio.
Hey, yo, this Russ B. Jukes. You already know what crime it is. Die 4 Radio. Tune in or get tuned out.
1212, you already know what it is. This your man, S-K-Y-Z-O-O. Skyzoo, live on the borough. You're now tuned in, logged on, listening to the one and only Die 4 Radio. Let's get to it, baby.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, DeFarrod, West Coast Kings. Liquid aficionado, you know what I mean? West up always, West really, West good. Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? It's the MAC, y'all. Mr. MAC Maul, Mac Maul on Die 4 Radio. This is what it is.
Die 4 Radio in the place to be. You already know how it goes down. We waiting for our guest, Charlie Brown, coming through. You already know, leaders of the new school. We just got off the line. Had a great interview with Curtis Blow, and you know, beautiful day in hip-hop, and you know, 30th anniversary of basketball, while we watching playoffs like this, that's just a beautiful, beautiful thing, you know what I mean? So we waiting for our homie to get in. Before that, you know, I got an exclusive right now. I got a new DJ Quick Track featuring Bishop Lamont. Let's get into this real quick. Die 4 Radio. Don't go nowhere.
Collision, rev up the engine, leave your head missing. Rebel vandalism,
yes, most certainly.
Quick, this is a smash. We might well call this the crash derby. Don't worry, I come with it. Ride tracks like Southern Pacific. No topic or specific, I'm just stretching our linguistics. When trains like conductors on deck, now who wanna hit it? See Carson in this bitch. Compton and hit two, and we've been drinking all day long, and ain't no telling what we do, cause we
roll up, and let my fam go pull up, yeah. Party out in CPC, and nigga, we don't need no hold up, no. Them boys and they all out here, yeah. Johnny don't even come round here, no. Fake niggas don't even come close, Compton in this coast to coast, flicking up on Spruce, pop them, let me loose, niggas out on these tracks, and ain't no telling what they gon' do, alright, look, I see you, I'm standing all over you, joke, yeah. And shout out to Migo, cause they can assist at the flow. What? Yeah.
Trap on the track. Bouncing, dipping, drinking, rolling out, popping, swerving, falling, rub.
Trap on the track.
popping, drinking,
trapped on the track,
popping, swerving, falling,
trapped on the track.
When it comes to being solid, I am one of the hardest. I be in Compton chilling like I'm a freaking new artist. When is he gonna start it? Pull out for the dilly departed. The ones with the hustle, providing the muscle so I can go further than y'all did. I'm on the drum machine drunk, shooting beats out like a submachine pump. Look at that rump, she dumping that junk. Look like she got cantaloupes in the trunk. On stage, cocking that gauge. These niggas all on the same page. Bishop and Kristen and Dave, doing the nasty shit to your babe.
All aboard. Homie, show me where I'm throwing out believers. Coming for the real like the bloody Jesus. Flashing on them effortlessly, epilepsy. If you're listening, this mic called Jesus. See ya, we ya, stay ya, and we never adjust, but it's never enough. You suckers discussing, discussing about us. You fuckers discuss, suckers just shut up. Conservative murderer, silent, won't see us. Meaning, we'll do a drive-by in a Prius. Still got gas, come back fast, slap the fuck, now be us. I'm just heating up, atmosphere get eating up. I'm eager, stronger, meaner, leaner, about to blow Fukushima.
Fukushima, Fukushima, Fukushima.
Caller starting to line up. 917-622, I see you, I'm coming to you. 310s, 818s, 941s, 951s, 909s. I see everybody. I got a world premiere right now. Cannabis. Yeah, y'all know who Cannabis is. This is a world premiere, the primary axiom. Let's go, Doubtful Radio exclusive. Come on.
It's like, because that's what you do. But you know, from my thing, this cannabis speaking, I feel like the numbers are rigged. I feel like the numbers been rigged for quite some time. Like, after everything went digital, I feel like it's all rigged. So, you know, the way I look at it, you know, and maybe it'll come out one day. You know, these numbers are rigged. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. But ultimately, like I said, once again, when you look at the lineup, you know, G-Rat, you know what I mean, Chastity, you know, Buster, Keto, Asia. I mean, when you kind of, and you know, I throw Gino in there too, Antoine's.
It ain't no excuse, it's the truth. We never had a chance, cause the enemy's not human. Bite off more than you can chew then. So good and bad opportunities, I ruined them both. What you be about, Lord? Ayo, I be about Tiamat's law. Before the Great War was destroyed, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, amnesia, pre-planning. Native tribes slaughtered by cannons. Didn't wanna listen when I told you. Now you eat soybean tofu. Look what you go through. The faggot wants to be accepted. The Antichrist is erected. The whole world changed perspective. Gaddafi had a golden gun. China got 250 quadrillion golden tons. American confidence is waning. Patriots complaining. Drones in the sky filming terrorist training. The white man's mad cause the white man is selling out the white man. Now you know shit is bad. The Asian man got computers that don't subtract, they just add up. While the Arab man is still pulling dagger. Them rednecks from Santa Ana reach for they hammer. Blam, blam, blammer, look straight into the camera. Jenny Lake, Wyoming, camping. The stars that dance, starlight skies, dreadnoughts, commander. Homo Cobra Capensis, long pincers, like a mantis. Early Appalachia, Atlantis, Baalbek, broad shoulders. Throw boulders to the four corners. When I'm around, they start talking. Knuckle dragon monkey thinks you know something, you don't know nothing. The Iron Man suit is on tussin'. The nation sinks into a cesspool of sensation. Automated Jamaican simulations, I'm simulated. Eviscerated, well shaven, when he's dead, cremate him. Make sure you say his rhymes verbatim. I'ma put you in rehab, punch you in your fucking beanbag, and go have myself a nice steam bath. You don't want the wrath, the black Charlie with grass. I sprinkle glass on the grass before they raided my path. Pull up the customer case while I fuck your face. Negotiate, how much does your 1099 make? Yeah, I like jogging in place. Martin Luther speech every day, cause I had to have a dream anyway. Camelback break, ice cold water on a dry lake. Not bad for a primitive primate, huh? Dark project research manager cannabis. In the 90s, I created a neurosampler. Nanonuclear waves, nonparticle. You the MCO in charge of this group? Let me talk to you. Rap this, rap that, come on cannabis, just rap. The whole world happy, cannabis back. 1,000 bars plus tax, I know you love that. You little muskrats, doing jumping jacks on the track. Be quiet, something is watching us, influencing our consciousness, falsely encouraging us, stopping us, they can't live without you, but they say we need more time. I quiet replies, time is up. I rhymed enough, uncoiled beat fields, D1, 2, and 3. The beast from the east will not yield. The time war, samurai swords, pantomime. Record minds like mine, not minds like yours. If language is a virus, Jermaine is timeless. Simply put, Jermaine is a syllable scientist. In comparison, I pale to creatures with scales, claws, and tails. Laser weapons hanging off of their belts. With the wings in the eyes of an eagle, no matter the distance they see you. Put your hands where they can see you. Reach your thoughts like an NSA paralegal. Power to the people. I wish I had the power to defeat you. The Hebrew has no equal. Technology he has the keys to. A breakaway speech to leave you. The psycho psychic hypersensitive see through. Says the veil's too thick for human beings to see through. They don't need to let you know that they don't need you. All you need to know is that they came from the Hebrew. Nimrod wants his gold and he's coming to get it. And that's why he's worshipped by the ones that collect it. I can motion vector long enough to hold that scepter. I'm the protector. Hip hop's out the successor. Kick your ass all over the battlefield. It was my pleasure. And we can do it again. Whenever.
You know, at one point or another, you know, so, yeah, I just leave it at that. But well, we had bigger plans after that, but it's like that team didn't seem like they wanted it to. They thought maybe that they were going to take it from there and be, you know, I don't know. Like, you know, Aftermath and sell 20 million records. I don't know what they was thinking. You know? Anybody that went on YouTube and was running their mouth, I don't know what they was thinking. You know? because I didn't see nothing happen from it. What they did, I didn't see nothing happen from it. I mean, man, I can tell you we had phone calls from big dogs telling us what they was going to do, this, that, and the third, and they didn't do nothing. Nobody did nothing. So, you know, I'll leave it at that.
The response to what happened went beyond, and you're right, I feel this, well, it went beyond the incident, it went to you. That's where it went.
Yeah, yeah. What up, y'all? This is your boy, Razzcast.
And this is Mr. Long.
But together we are
the White Crows.
And you are now rocking with Die For Radio.
Shout out to Dyer Lansky.
Yeah, no. Pop your collars.
Exclusives here on Die For Radio. I don't care what anybody says. I'm still a huge cannabis fan. I'm still a huge fan of his lyrics. Dude still gets down. Obviously, as a fan, I can question some production moves, if you will, but I can't question anything because we're not in the business like that to see what he saw or whatever was happening with him at the time. But you already know how it goes down. I'm going to hit this call line just a little bit. I got a 310 caller, 310-76.
I'll ask you, what's up, bro?
What's happening with you? Who are we speaking with?
What's going on? This is High Jack from the Drodians. I just wanted to co-sign with you. I feel exactly how you feel on cannabis. Man, that dude has still got lyrics, bro. He still got lyrics.
Absolutely. Big shout out to the Drodian fam, Hijack in the house, man. Yeah, you know, I'm still, like, I don't care about none of the pilling the paper route, the disaster. I don't, you know, I still remember the day I went and grabbed, you know what I'm saying? Well, first off, before that second round knockout and the whole, you know, the first one, but...
You still there?
Yeah, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I remember when 2000 BC came out, and obviously I was a fan of Second Round Knockout and the first album and everything, but I remember waiting for that album, homie, for waiting for Warehouse to open up to get the CD and bump it in the car. And you know, I was even a fan of the you know, all those other albums he did independently. He's still, like, but you know what? The features with Cannabis, like the feature he did with the Lost Boys. You know, the feature he did with the Lost Boys. Beast from the East. The Red Man and A-Plus.
What about that? What about the album he did with Big L? Oh, that was nuts.
I mean, everything he would feature on would be like that, though. You knew Cannabis was a rib. And we had Curtis Blow on the show earlier, right? And we said he was executive producer on the Rhyme and Reason movie, and they had that soundtrack, and it was all my favorite rappers on one track. It was Helter Skelter from Boot Camp Click, Cannabis, on one track.
Yeah, man, I remember that soundtrack. That soundtrack was hot.
So, yeah, man.
I'm going to have to come back and listen to the show again. I just got off work, man. I caught up with you, but, man, that was fire right there you just played.
You already know the way it's going to go down. Big salute to you and the Drodian fam, my G.
Always, man. Likewise, bro. Likewise, man.
Absolutely. Drodian's in the house, man.
Got
the homie Hijack.
In the house.
Man, Hijack rocking with us. You already know. Hey, we got to meet up soon, man. I know you're in my area, so let's talk, you know, behind the scenes and get something going. Get our dude Killer Ron going, too.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Cause last time I saw you, man, you did the last of the two with Sneak at that show. The last time I saw you, bro.
Oh so yeah, man. We killed that open two short over there in Moreno Valley, California.
Yeah, man. We're gonna definitely have to link up again, bro. We definitely got to link up again.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely gonna do that, man. We definitely gonna do that. So salute to you, my G. I'll be talking to you soon. I'm gonna connect with you when the show's over. We'll make something happen.
Oh, it's all good, man. I'm in the cut listening.
Absolutely. We still got a great show, man. I don't know if there was maybe a time difference with Charlie Brown from Leaders of New School, but if anything, at 10 o'clock, we got Atlanta's own OG, you know what I'm saying, MC Shadi. And actually, too, we got... That's what's up. I'm going to go to a 323-557 live with Dyer Lansky, Dot 4 Radio. What's happening?
Yo,
What's going on with you, brother?
I'm chilling. I'm chilling. Who we speaking with?
This Shorty from the Lynch Mob.
I knew it, and I wanted you to introduce yourself. Shorty for the Lynch Mob in the house. What's happening with you, homie?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, brother. Tired, man. About ready to do it, laying down, man. It's too hot, bro. What's going on with you, man?
I already know. I'm out here in L.A., and trust me, I'm already known, man. It was like, I was even talking, big shout out to my man Todd Davis, you know, he up in the Bay, and he was like, man, why you sound so tired? Even last night he said, he was like, why you sound so tired? I was like, man, it was 104 today, my G. I'm out here in the Valley, but, man, I just,
man, shit, that's
there comes
the
summer, I guess.
That's to undrain you, man.
It definitely do, definitely do. Well, obviously, man, we appreciate you taking some time to speak with us show support.
Well, you know, Todd is my boy, man. We go a little ways back, man. You know, he call on me, man. I come through for him when I can, bro. You feel me?
Yeah, that's an absolutely beautiful thing, beautiful thing. The Lynch Mob in the house. And you know, what's beautiful about this situation, though, is what I try to do here on Dieful Radio is, you know, have pioneers and have and you know, stuff like that. Like, that's all good. You know, people that originated and created styles and were really founders of stuff like this. But at the same time, people that throw substance to their music, no matter what type of genre of hip-hop you are, you know, if you're applying
right.
substance and real talk to it, obviously metaphors and the similes come with it. That's part of, like, the poetry and being creative. But when you're able to, I mean, I guess you could almost say it like you were able to talk and then still rap and make it rhyme. I mean, that's the true art right there. So, you know, being someone as yourselves, you know, where do you feel kind of the game is right now as far as that substance?
Well, to be honest with you, man, you know, we from the old school with it, bro. You know, our whole style of rap here in L.A. is basically telling our story. Of what we went through, what we still going through, and what's going on in our community, you know?
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, brother, I got the police right here, so don't trip.
Yeah, buddy.
You know how it is in L.A. I'm seeing what they do.
I absolutely know, and I'm
with the spotlight.
Same thing, I talked.
Yeah, sir, but I'm going to continue talking, but I'm just seeing what they're doing. They're getting out the car now. But make a long story short, you know, we always put substance with what we spoke about. You know, everybody got their own style of rap and got their own issues of what they're speaking on, you know. So my thing is, you know, really to me, it's what you feel in your heart to speak about. You know, and as long as it's truth to it, brother, and you kicking whatever you feel is truth, then that's good for the people. You know, because somebody
yeah.
going to relate to it. I might not relate to it. You might not relate to it. Or we might relate to it if it's something that we, you know, issue that we dealt with. But if not, then, hey, somebody's going to understand where they coming from with that. But, you know, right now, man, they making it easy for anybody just to rap about foolishness, you know, because they really want to take consciousness out of the music.
I completely agree. I completely agree. So let them put out that bullshit. They're actually serving our purpose.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but be honest with you, because the motherfuckers are tired of that shit. You know,
yeah.
I know all people, you know, that was in our era. You know, I mean, me, honestly, I don't know when last time I looked at a rap video or turned to BET.
I people I support, I still do, but I agree with you. I'm
don't get me wrong. I mean, I love hip-hop, I love all type of music, but to me it's like I know how the system is downplaying us as a people. You know what I'm saying? I get mad personally when I see what they're doing because I know their intentions. You know, these youngsters,
yeah.
they don't know. They're just saying, shit, let me go out there, put some music down, what they want to, what they paying us for, to talk about what? Okay, let me get in the lab and just talk about some damn foolishness.
But
you know,
see,
and it makes
where...
me mad. Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. My apologies. I said that, but that's what kind of makes me mad, too. I'm actually agreeing with you because at the same time, you know, I grew up in an era, like, listening to y'all where even though I never met you, this is the first time I've talked to you in my life. Through your music,
right,
I knew who
yes,
you
sir.
Were.
Right.
You know,
yes,
I don't
sir.
Know about that with these newer rappers. I don't know who these people these, you know, be from what they're rapping about. Y'all had a point.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all had,
right.
I felt like I knew who you were. If I met
right.
you at a show or something like that, I knew I would have something to say to you because of what you said in your rhyme, what you said
right.
in your music, what you said in
yes,
this.
Sir.
I don't really have that feeling with a lot of newer artists. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's some. Look for it. But I don't know.
But, well, you know the saying, you got, you know, what's that saying go, how that saying go, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Yep.
I just looked at this thing Lil Wayne did. And, brother, you know, a lot of these dudes are very intelligent, bro. Don't get me wrong. A lot of these little young cats are very, very intelligent, and they know exactly what they're doing. Lil Wayne made a statement that he was, I guess, in the studio working on some material, and he made a statement like, I can't quote him, but it was like this. He said, yeah, I'm in the studio, you know, blah, 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 creating the bullshit that you all like and the bullshit that you pay for. And, you know, I know it's bullshit, but, you know, I know that y'all like the bullshit, so that's why I continue putting out the bullshit. And I said, wow, this dude is really smart. He know the shit he's talking about is garbage, but he's doing that because what? If I take your children, bro, if you have any, or take anybody's children, and constantly feed them oatmeal, I'm constantly shoving oatmeal down their fucking throat every day, then guess what? They're going to become used to that oatmeal. They're going to become used to the taste. They might get bored of it, but they know, hell, in order for me to eat, I got to eat this oatmeal. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And basically, we shoving this garbage, well, the pro radio programmers are shoving this garbage down their throat. And that's all they understand is the garbage. So, of course, I want my oatmeal. Well,
mm-hmm.
we're not serving oatmeal today. We're serving steaks. Well, I don't know about that. Okay, but steak is much better. You know, it's going to be a lot of protein and whatnot. But we so confused, man, on what we really want out there that it's like, you know, it's confusing, man. And they know exactly what they're doing, man, with our youngsters and this young generation out here, bro. You know, it's keeping us dumbed down, man. They keeping the young generation dumbed down, brother. And a lot of them love that dumbed down shit. And I can't be mad. It's each and all, you know, each their own, you know, shit. If that's what you like, then, hey, I can't be mad at you. Some people like smoking crack. I don't smoke crack. You know what I'm saying? I'm totally against that. You know, some female like prostituting. I'm against that. But, hey, that's what you choose to do, then go ahead. Handle your business. That's what it
is
nowadays.
No, I completely agree with you. And
yes,
at the same time, too, you know, as far as the music, I mean, we could talk about this same subject guidelines, if you will, about a whole host of, you know, conversations. But as far as the
right.
music goes, I do feel that if some of these youngsters knew more about music,
right.
that they would apply more music to them. You know,
right.
I grew up to everything. I loved hip hop, that was my passion, but I'm a producer artist myself. I applied
right.
everything from blues to soul. Big shout out to my
right.
man Todd Davis because he gives me crap. I grew up playing boogie woogie on a piano growing
right.
up, like old prohibition
yes,
style boogie woogie on an upright out of tune grand. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I applied all this to my hip hop, and I think that is the disconnection, though. I know.
I was just going to say that, brother. That is the super disconnection. Let me say this to you. I was rolling, picking up my children from school, and I forget what cool song I was playing, but it's the original beat to a beat that they heard, you know, not so recently, but I'll say a beat maybe somebody used like 3 years, 4 years ago. And my daughter straight said, that's somebody stole, I'm just going to throw a name out there, stole Lil Wayne music. I said, you better reverse that. That's who Lil Wayne got this music from. Huh? I said, this record is like came out in 1970s. I mean, it blew their mind because they thinking that they hearing something that somebody made from Lil Wayne or somebody. I said, y'all better learn how music and get back in that groove of what's going on, because if you don't know your history, and come on, you don't know music. And see, we grew up on the Michael Jacksons, the Dramatics, the Temptations. We grew up with all different type of music. So we can relate more than what these new kids or these young generation can, you know, can relate to. They grew up on our music. So
that's
the point. Our song is oldies to them. You feel me?
They did. I lose conversation. This
call it oldies and shit.
Go time flies, but Tigga came out with that Rick Ross song, and behind the bass line and the bassy sample they had was from 187 with Dre and Snoop.
Hey, I got in
almost to an argument because this girl was like, see, it's because I always talk about old hip hop and this and that, and I was over there, and she was like, see, this is why.
Hold on, sorry. I'm talking to my little niece, man.
All right, I'm gonna get ready. I'm gonna
say,
hold on.
What's up, baby?
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm waiting for your uncle. I'm seeing the police out there. I said, let me sit on the porch because I'm sitting in my car waiting for him.
Okay.
I don't want them to mess
with
me.
This is what live radio all about, Pete. Real life.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry, listeners.
They had the 187, you know, cop in the background, and they remade it just with, like, a little more hi-hats and, like, a higher snare. And she was like, this is why a lot of people from the past don't get noticed, because they don't do beats like this. Because I always talk about how older hip-hop is better. I'll say it. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, do you even know who originally, first off, did this beat? Like, that is older hip-hop. It's the, you know, the deep cover soundtrack. This was the
tape
I had.
Exactly.
Like, oh, my goodness. Like, I can't. And but it's the same thing even with samples. Like, well, actually, that came from Woofy. I mean, it's unreal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, brother. But, you know.
We got some people chiming in. You know, definitely. I'm going to hit this 917-622 call. I've been holding on for a minute. We live on Die For Radio. The lynch mob in the house. Shorty, the OG homie. What's happening with you?
I'm chilling, just tuned in to everything that you're saying. I mean, it's my first time on here or whatever, but I'm loving it so far. Shout out to all the pioneers. Shout out to you. Shout out to big homie on the line or whatever, chilling with the fam and all of that. You already?
Absolutely. Where you calling?
What's going on, brother?
I'm chilling. I'm out here in the Bronx right now, but I'm originally from Brooklyn, you know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Wu-Tang Clan, that's my family and all that. RZA, my cousin and all that. Rest in peace, ODB. Shout out to Young Dirty Bastard doing his thing right now. Shout out to Cole Masson.
Yes, sir.
Raekwon the Chef, Ghostface Killer, you already. Buddha Monk, just got off the phone with him not too long ago.
What's up with Killer Priest,
everybody,
man?
Everybody good, man. Everybody good. I mean, I ain't got too much information on him or whatever, but I already know what you're talking about, but yeah.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, send my love to my brothers, man. Tell them the West Coast level, man. Lynch Mob level, brother.
Oh, you already. I got you.
Yes, sir. For sure.
Yeah, but,
appreciate you, man. We're definitely gonna be talking. I appreciate you checking out the show.
Yeah. You already. Did you like the music you heard or that I sent you?
Hey, man, you working with the man, so we definitely going to be talking. I appreciate you tuning in, for real.
Okay, yeah, no problem. You already.
That's what's up. Big shout-out also my Wu-Tang fam, my dude Prodigal Son, you know what I'm saying, out here in L.A. as well. So definitely beautiful thing. See, man, we, you know, that's why I love, too, the double-edged sword of, you know, this beautiful technology era that we're in, or technological era, should I say, is stuff like that. Being able to have my own platform to talk about real-life stuff and have people tune in from the Bronx, you know, calling in from L.A., calling in from ATL, calling in from this and that. I mean, that's the beautiful thing. One thing we talk about a lot, Shorty, and I know you're going to agree with this, is because now we can put out our own music and have good home studios and get quality out of that and good hustle.
Right.
The artist development stage is definitely missing.
The what?
The artist development stage.
Yeah, of course, most definitely, bro. Well, you know, when these record companies start seeing that we start getting wise, man, and seeing that we can do everything ourselves, of course they're gonna try to take it to the next level, man, and try to cut us out and say, how can we still control these Negroes, you know what I'm saying, and their money, without giving them too much of a platform to where they can be self-sufficient, you know. But those of us who understand the hustle, you know, we're gonna get out there regardless and make it happen. But, you know, we might not have the major distribution like they had it locked down, you know, for us back in the days. But right now, bro, they can't stop us from going out to the street and getting the coin out of the fish's mouth, brother. You know, that's one thing that we as the lynch mob took to heart. You know, one, the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the Minister Farrakhan in the Nation of Islam, you know, of doing for self. You know, when we started crying doing for self, man, you know, they like, hold on. This is getting too, you know, we lose the control. We losing the grip on these cats because these dudes are getting wide. Now they asking for their publishing, 100% of their publishing and all this. And, ooh, these dudes are getting too smart for us. How can we throw a monkey wrench in the program? And trust me, brother, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. You know, it was a major blacklist that they went out after certain individuals. And we as a lynch mob was some of those people. Us, Cube, P.E., Poor Righteous Teachers, King Son, everybody that was kicking knowledge, bro, you know, Paris, you know, everybody that was kicking some knowledge to uplift our people to say, look, you all, let's pull our resources and start our own distribution. Let's start our own everything. You know, when you start talking like that, you become a threat, brother, because you stepping on toes, man. And you already know, man, these motherfuckers ain't playing, man. We was talking about that Illuminati shit 25 years ago. Well, motherfuckers didn't even know nothing about no fucking Illuminati.
I'll tell you.
We brought that to the surface. And we're trying to get that awareness out there to our people.
But didn't you put that at the forefront with what you guys talked about? Like, you brought up P.E. and the lynch mob. I mean, I got to, you know.
Brother,
you guys talked about.
Let me say this. Let me say this to you, bro. They came at us hard, and there's a lot of shit that we didn't bring to the forefront to let our fans know, or you know, what really went down with us in that whole era. Congress had a secret meeting on us, bro. When I say us, meaning all the conscious rappers, and they say we got to bottle these niggas up and get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? Let's start in-house. One, let's turn the house inside out. I mean, let's get them one, you know, the divide and conquer shit. Let's get them fighting amongst each other. You know what I'm saying? When they seen that couldn't work, what happened? Next thing you know, JD go to jail for a murder that he didn't do. You know what I'm saying? A year later, T-Bone get arrested for a murder he didn't do. You know, being that I'm in the Nation of Islam, you know, they like, well, we can't really fuck with Shorty. You know, because Shorty ain't out of pocket. You know, but if we break down the group, then, you know, that's throwing a major monkey wrench in the program. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, attacking P.E., Griff, you know, attacking Paris, attacking everybody got attacked from within, bro. And you all, as listeners and viewers, you know what I'm saying, and fans, y'all ain't knowing what's going on behind closed doors. Are y'all wondering, like, damn, hip-hop is changing. What's going on? Where's the lynch mob at? Where is this at? Where is that at? Where is that at? We really had to go underground, brother. We really had to go fucking underground, man, and regain our steps, man, and try to find that platform. And when Chuck decided, hey, I'm finna fuck with the internet radio. Didn't nobody know shit about no fucking internet radio, brother. That was all new to us. But Chuck was aware of it back then and said, look, it's a new era finna come in. It's something new finna come in that y'all better come on and get with me on this. And everybody look at Chuck like, oh, Chuck, you tripping. But Chuck understood that you all not going to give me the platform. We have to do for self and create our own platform. And again, whoever was in Chuck's ear putting him up on it saying, look, man, this internet is getting ready to blow up. Chuck jumped right on board with that, bro. And what's the biggest shit going on right now, bro? Ain't no, what is that, K-Day and Big Boy Power 106 and all that shit, man. Don't get me wrong, that's
And we've had the
shit.
Pleasure of having Chuck D on our show.
Man, that's my big brother. I love Chuck to life, bro. That man love us, man. That
great
man
dude,
love
great
his
dude.
People, brother. You know what I'm saying? And we'll do anything to help anybody move forward to attain that goal that we all, as conscious rappers, set for ourselves to go after. And
Absolutely.
Right now, bro, what you're doing is great. of course, we can sit back and you can tell me stories. Shorty, man, they already, they attacked me, you know, they threatened me with this and do me, but guess what? If God is with you, who could be against you, bro? You doing something for the people, man. Hey, fam, bam.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Before we let you go, I'm going to chime in. I'm going to take one more caller because they definitely chimed in when we were speaking the truth. I got a 281-883 number on the line. Tony from the Lynch Mob, Dial for Radio. What's happening, 281?
What's good, man? How y'all doing? It's Be Nice to General Shut 'Em Down Radio calling in, man. You know what I'm saying?
Be nice with it too, brother.
Man, Snick Rothstein, definitely my people, man. So, Dialand's got to support the movement. I want to chime in right quick on this truth y'all speaking.
Yes,
two
sir.
Two things, first off. It was mentioned earlier that artist development is definitely missing. That is true. Artist development is missing in the game because it's no longer required for them to make as much money as they used to make off of a whole album. They can make that on a single now, so that's what they get. But the statement was also made earlier about us being independent enough. What he say to go out there and get the penny from the goldfish mouth on our own?
Yeah, get the coin out the fish's mouth, brother.
Hey, along with great power comes great responsibility. If we put up on ourselves to go out there and pass our own message without passing filters, regardless of what those filters may be it good or bad, because we know they block what they want to block.
Exactly.
But some shit still get through. Well, now we giving it out unfiltered, and now we find ourselves in a situation where it's just an abundance of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Being flooded, and we in a harder situation trying to figure out what's real. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Killer Run with the Drodens and then with the Downfall movement, because at the end of the day, some shit need to be heard. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Especially some of the things from back in the day. One thing, we had MC Ren on the station about, I want to say, 2-3 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I always ask seasoned artists in the game, Charlie Baltimore, those that have been around a while, is what keep you writing? And nowadays, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop, what they want to call it, rap, ain't what it used to be. And you know what they always say? Expression. Music is expression. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, the labels, they're not going to develop an artist no more. Because as soon as they put out that one song, they're going to sell a bunch of ringtone, a bunch of fucking singles, and then that shit a rap. Like, half these dudes got one song. They don't even
one
have
song.
A whole album behind it. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, for those that don't know the industry, from the time the single drops, you are on a 60-day count to get that damn album
you're
ready.
You're right, brother. Look,
you are on you're on like a 30-day 1 month count to back on that single.
Exactly.
So that second single need to be ready. If the first single that hot, they're gonna do a remix. That might buy you 2 weeks, but you don't
if
have
that,
a
though.
Project ready.
They're already promoing that dude that was in the line behind you. His single.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's now piggybacking you.
Exactly.
So, since his shit is next, they got him on you now. They need to get your shit out before you get cold. But the problem is, you only had 3 songs in the first fucking place.
Exactly.
And that's what I tell these
dudes.
That's
real talk, bro. That's
like
real
I
talk.
Say, responsibility, man. You can pro tools your damn self. You can do all this yourself. You don't have to try to go to a studio. You don't need a damn machine. Have something ready. And they're not doing it. So, yes, we do have more power now. But we are lacking in our responsibility, so therefore we are making half this problem ourselves, man. You know what I'm saying? Be nice to General. Shut them down. I just had to speak on it, man. I'm going to fall back in the cut like alcohol.
I like
man.
That.
Keep listening.
I like that.
You know
what
I'm saying?
And I want
to
add to what Be Nice said, bro. You got to look like this. And I'm finna put y'all up on game before we get up off this phone. I'm glad that the brother called with that because a lot of us don't understand how to come to the table. See, that demo shit, all that shit is played, man. Nobody want to do. Here you go, demo. What the fuck is a demo? You better take them off. If you looking, just so happen to be looking for a deal, then come to the table correct. Meaning, come to the table with no samples. You know what I'm saying? Come to the table with all your shit original. You know what I'm saying? Come to the table with everything prepared for them. Your artwork, you know, where the pixels. They ain't got to do nothing but put their label on your shit and go and master it and put it out. A lot of us fuck up because we want them, here goes a 3-song demo. Now, they say, okay, we got 3 songs. Now, our album consists of 10 songs. That means we got to pay you, know what I'm saying, to go back in the studio to do seven more songs. Fuck that. They like this. We really don't have no money like that. It's no more money budgets like that. It's no more fucking money, but they got money. If they see that you can really bring them in some money, of course they're going to get behind you. But if you go to the table,
I'm saying there's songs like that, but they're just worried about the single. They're not worried about the LP anymore.
Yeah, but my point that I'm making with that is, if you just so hard up of trying to go get a deal, then have 10 singles ready to move out, meaning have an album with every song is a potential single. Because when you come correct with everything, no samples, they ain't got to clear nothing. You already did all that shit. You even got your own barcode. Now, I'm not just saying go buy half of a barcode, think that you own the whole fucking barcode. No. Go spend the whole fucking $1,000 and own 99 or 100 barcodes. Then you can put however many projects you want out. But when you come to the table like that full package, they say, well, damn, all we got to do is put this in our distribution circuit. You know what I'm saying? And if you say, look, fuck y'all, I really don't need y'all on promotion. I already got the streets hot and got a few spots locked for myself. I just need y'all to distribute it for me. And I'll go behind you guys and perform wherever I need. See, that's what I'm saying. The brother made a cool statement. You have to really have full responsibility of your shit, meaning you got to get out there and basically be a hoe for your own self. We get so fucking lazy that we want the label to do everything. Can you book me a show? Okay, well, what y'all doing? I'm waiting for y'all to book me a show. Nah, get your motherfucking lazy ass up and go to these fucking clubs and push your shit. If you got to perform on a fucking street, if you got to perform in these fucking malls at fucking high schools, do it. Because you are making the pace, and you making pace for yourself. And that right there, they look at you like, damn, this is a true businessman. Let's get this dude a $500,000 and see what he do with it.
Oh, with it.
And if you fuck up, this is a rap for you. You got to go in knowing your shit, brother. And that's why I tell these dudes, study the industry. Don't just go in as a fucking rapper. Go in first as a businessman. See, that's where people fuck up at. You don't think business. Excuse my language, man. I'm just being real with this. A lot of us
don't go in on this platform.
We all don't go in.
And you know, it is. A lot of people want to be in the music business, and they fail to realize the business of music.
Right. My going to walk in there with their hat backwards and, nah, put on a motherfucking suit, a nice tie, put you on some nice ass gaiters or something, and follow up on that motherfucker like, yeah, with a briefcase. Like, yeah, I know my shit. What y'all want to do? Because I really ain't got to fuck with y'all. And when you do it like that, bro, they like, damn, this little brother's on this shit.
I feel you. So we salute you for coming and rocking with us, homie. Definitely. Before you go, do you mind if I get a Dafo radio drop from you?
Oh, come on, brother.
Let's do it anytime you're ready. Let's go.
All right. This Shody from the Lynch Mob representing Dafo Radio, man. We doing a big out here. Represent. Hold it down.
That's what's up. Salute to you, my G. We'll definitely be talking. Really appreciate you calling in. You know, I got to drop this. You locked
that number down, bro. That's my direct number, bro.
Yeah, I got you. And definitely, we definitely be talking behind the scenes, man, definitely.
Yes, sir. Well, much love to Die for Radio, man. And keep pushing your line, bro. And don't let nothing stop you, man. You know, give us that.
I got to chime in caller real quick that wanted to say last words real quick. 917, we got Bronx in the house again. What's happening, homie?
Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm from Brooklyn, man. I read Brooklyn to the day I die.
My bad.
Yeah, it ain't nothing. Shout out to you, man. I'm looking forward to, doing some things with you. Shout out to the big homie, everybody that was speaking to speaking the truth or whatever about everything that's going on in the industry right now. I love it. I only speak real, in my bars. You're going to find that out. And if you want a quick 16, I got you.
That's right. I like that.
Hey, Shorty, definitely we appreciate you, G. You have a blessed night.
All right, you too, brothers, man. Peace out.
Definitely. You know, 917, when we come right back to you, I'll get a 16 from you. I gotta bang something right now, homie. Gotta bang it real quick. We'll come right back to you.
All right, cool. No problem.
Take talks and bullshit runs. I wish I had time to count all my guns, 'cause a nigga is lines. Hold a bit signs, trying to get mine.
Out your chair 17 times.
Cause this week we don't turn the other cheek. Do that shit and get stove long. Nine violence got a hold on. Plus we got a roll on the mirror in the whole fucking city. Saw the lynch mob and the drugs got shitty. So get the fuck out the way when I spray. Hey, freedom got an AK. Master, fuck master, or sit back and get fucked faster than a horny ass rabbit.
Dag nabbit,
cause I got the habit.
Shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up, oh yeah. Talking like that, I have 'em all scared.
Don't come to me with no petition.
Fool, come to me with ammunition.
Cause the bang, bang, buck, buck, boom, boom, pow, pow used to be a trick.
But bitch, how you like me now?
Cause the AK-40 stick hold a 50 clip and I shoot to a 70, bitch. That's how you got filthy rich. I know the game, so I'ma do the same. Don't like when I play the same way and say, hey, freedom got an AK.
Freedom is a road, those in trouble.
You better call 911. The nigga's got a gun, and he's gonna have fun.
An AK-47 is the tool. Don't make me act a motherfucking fool.
Cause I'll have to fuck around and point. I'm killing 47 million civilians. So if you wanna jump your ass in, come on, I'm fucking and blasting. Fuck with the L to the E to the N to the C to the H to the M to the O to the B, and you'll see.
One dead devil,
kick that shit to the level. Get my shovel, cause I don't play, motherfucker. Freedom got an AK.
Yo, this is the Mechadon CEO Smooth, and you're on Die For a Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the R-A-S, K-A-S-S, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For a Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew, from now till infinity. We on Die For a Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Doc 4 Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Pimp Type, MJ, MJG, you hear me? Doc 4 Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P.
Wow.
One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice, this is them boys. Second Steel, Smith & Wesson. You're listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Jackie, this your man, the original Dirty Rhymes Counter, Jay with the Damager, and you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.
Jay Love.
Tune my voice up, tune my mic up, tune my voice up, tune my mic up, yeah. This is how we rock, this is how we rock, this is how we rock, rock. Yeah. We in the joint, yo, we in the joint.
Hey,
yo,
we, yeah.
Coming from the world famous.
Yo, Tony, what up? Heard your dick was good. You should know, yo, I fucked you on the side of my hood.
Never that dog from where, you can never hit it. Throw a raisin in my mouth on the low and suck your dick.
The world famous, priceless, still stainless dick. Pray over this sculpture of love, nameless, heavyweight dick in your jaw. Good leaking from your lips now, baby girl, throw the show.
Yo, Tony, you phony, we both signed a Sony. But for half your pub, ride that dick like a pony. What?
Yeah, Tony Stark. My dick, girls or eyes on my dick.
Yeah, yeah. Cats fatigued out thinking they armies. My crew arms me with beats. How we swarm be who bang? Be more on Wu-Tang, new fangs. Matter how we do things. RZA caught me two fangs official. Now I bite through gristle. Gold teeth style in from Philly to Staten Island. While in the meantime, spit mean lines. Fuck clean rhymes like mine's grimy. Like my niggas be. Picture me coming off soft. Y'all just cough up shit. I swallow rhymes. Making bitches swallow nines. Redefine the scrap shit. Make my shit a classic like Beethoven. Stay posing for the camera. Stamina. Like a crackhead,
they don't understand,
son. Drive me no in between like why does he pick brains like lobotomy. So thought to charge to billboards for ill sports. Leave niggas sip like billboards. What, what, what?
I want everybody to stand up and be counted tonight. Brothers and sisters, if you know you got the pain together, I want you to stand on up.
Stand up, yo.
Now I got something to tell you. I told you how.
I'm like Spider-Man, big brother up in the clan. Drop like crack that scattered all up in your van. Skelly man, crook, character star in Donald Goy's book. MGM, heaven and hell, sat with the crook with the big spice bone. Redheads is killing it, knotted up, twisting in green. See the crystals in it, rap Yogi Berra. Bear hugger, 500 ounce of that Stacey on Wild Man Sarah. Rush after hours, Alfred in the best. Cape hands like Dave Smith, rap Hagler with a fade. Magilla, Charlie Baltimore, Witch Hazel, drip from the drawers. Win face, off with the killer. Stood still, a whole river chill. Looked up and got dark. That's when RZA started to build. Yo, you praise me, turtleneck nigga rockin' paisley shots. Crazily steady blazing with his face beat. Teens like Starsky and Hutch, super deluxe truck. Your bank
I am
you knocks, I heard you cool clutch, damn. Jetted out of van, swelling with a tan. Wicked like Remo spray can. Sugar the ram, fuck a cocktail. Get my balls licked in hell. Read his eagle tails, heal all the dogs and broken tails. Salt rain, salt water tap. Iron Man, bubble bath, nucleus, split the atom in half. Me, Damos, fifth brother, bug inside A-Po. Change the crust of birds inside strip roll.
Rap conspiracy, whole song for ransom. Lantern and ghost smoke, coke mixed with Branson. Shite, trees soaked in half keys. Sabotaging wild with snipes in 79. Channel 19, street team, made news with who? Charlie, every 16 bars be sickening. People switching, rhyme mixing. Keep the clips intact. Watch your back, ain't done yet, ain't spun yet. Poison weapons, spider woman, two-legged, how we get it?
I ain't tryna be no D-boy. I love music, I'm a B-boy. Are you the undercover or the decoy? I'm heavy with the D, trouble T-boy. A pit with no muzzle, about to bust your bubble like a keloid. Too much marijuana got me P-Nord. I'm killing instrumentals with that all so simple, can it be boy? Shout to Lil Steve, B-I-G boy. And fuck Dr. Spock, I mean Red Menace, not Leonard Nimoy. 88 keys on the keyboard, I'm down to catch wreck. Take them first three letters out of record. It's meth, you heard it through the wire, I could be more. Or washed up like Sunny Black Spotty on the seashore.
Damn.
That's a problem, I could be yours, a monster without the mad scientist and Igor. I've heard it before, a third of these boys got murdered raps and never even murdered before.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked, I'm calling all G's from each block, from each block. Keep watch, lame niggas out there could get rocks. Run these streets, I'll head on these cops. I'm calling all G's from each block, from each block.
Codename Sensei, I live what my pen say. Game Hall of Fame, flow is MJ. Muy caliente, je m'appelle Rebel, capiche, comprende? Son, I'm touching them up, trust them like Justin Tuck. How they duck in the rush, trying to break.
Die for radio, I gotta cut that little Wu-Tang, you know, exclusive real quick, because we got
our next special guest, the man of the hour in the house, ATL's own, the OG, the legendary MC Shadi. What's happening, homie?
Yo, yo, what's going on out there?
Oh, you already know, man. We just privileged to have you on our airways. You know what I'm saying? And a pioneer, the exclusiveness, just the whole nine yards, man. Just blessed.
No doubt, no doubt. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's what's up. So I got to ask, what's happening with the big OG right now in 2014? And obviously, I got some interview questions for you. We got callers waiting and whatnot. But what's happening with you right now, my G? How you feeling?
Oh, everything good, man. You know, I'm out here in the ATL. You know, I'm doing my thing. You know, I kind of backed away from the rap. But I'm on the turntables, on the ones and twos. You know what I'm saying? I've been kind of doing that for the last 15 years, really just, you know, doing my thing around town on the DJ tip.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know, being as legendary, you know, I just gotta bring it up. I was, you know, have this platform and everything, but going through my vinyls, and you know, here I am looking at one of the vinyls I pulled out, and it's, you know, Don't Sweat Me, MC Shadi, you know what I'm saying? So I had to go ahead and throw it on the turntable today, man. And I'm just saying, you know, coming from just, again, I mean, pioneering amongst other words, you know, how do you feel about where music is nowadays, especially that you say, you know, as a DJ?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm with it because basically, you know what I'm saying? When we did our thing back in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? That was really like, you know, the true hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? The guys that's doing it now, you know what I'm saying? They really just, you know, they doing what, you know, what they live in, you know what I'm saying? A lot of old-school cats get upset, be like, yo, man, that ain't hip-hop, that ain't rap or whatever, man. But, yo, they just really, you know, laying down what they going through, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, me, myself, being a DJ, I'm with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, but saying that too, I guess what it aims towards is you know, hearing people like yourself rap and throughout that, you know, genre and that time era back in the day, you know, we kind of felt like we knew you guys by what you said and what you did in your music. You got to admit, I mean, besides partying, there, you know, it's like, okay, I don't know if I know this. You really got to have an intimate song for me to know you and just really talk the real. And I'm not saying people don't talk the real, but there's a lot of kind of like standoffish almost with people's raps, if you will, nowadays.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. It's definitely like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, because everybody ain't a killer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you're on record saying you'll do this, you'll do that, but you really ain't trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? Not while you're making millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? So I understand, you know, I just feel these rappers need to kind of, you know what I'm saying, put a little better story in it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't always got to be about the cars and the bling, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you know, rap about basically like, yo, the kind of life you live growing up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so on that kind of note, if you will, I mean, who are some of the people you feeling nowadays? As a DJ especially, I think that's super important because, you know, growing up, listening to music from DJs, having my own DJs in my groups and everything, one thing I loved about going to a club is to see, regardless of what popular, how people mix and mash stuff together, and you can hear the personality the way they DJ. So what are some of the stuff nowadays that's impressing you?
I mean, I'm feeling a couple of these little young cats. I'm feeling that young cat YG, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling them. They got a cat out of Atlanta called Young Thug, making a lot of noise. You know, they got Kwame Cash, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm feeling a couple of these cats out here. 2 Chainz still doing his thing. T.I. still doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, one thing about me, man, I don't put myself in no box where I don't want to listen, you know, I'm only listening to down south music, or I'm only listening to West Coast or East Coast. If the record is dope, I don't care who made it, where it's coming from, I'm listening to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you got to admit, too, I mean, because growing up, Whew, and especially, well, you coming up to make music, it was a very hard and long process, you know, technology-wise. And I always bring this up because I'm a, you know, artist myself and you know, producer myself and engineer, worked in some studios. But, and again, I'm just looking at your record right now, you know what I'm saying, and it's like technology is really on our side for independent people to be to do great music right now. Why don't you think you hear more of it? You think it's because of that artist development side that we talked about earlier in the show is not there? What do you think kind of the mishap is, if you will?
Well, to be really honest with you, it's just entirely too many people trying to do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they just got it so flooded that artists really can't be respected as an artist no more because every three steps you running into a rapper. You understand what I'm saying? So there's really no uniqueness in it. What I mean by that is back in the days when you saw a Melly Mel from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, or you saw a Mr. Biggs from the Soul Sonic Force, I mean, you really looked up to these guys as stars, you know what I'm saying? But like I say, your next door neighbor now is your neighborhood rapper. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So I guess then what's the driving force? I mean, what can we do? Because I know the disconnection is that these younger kids didn't grow up listening to all sorts of music. I say with every guest, people are probably sick of it on my show, but it's a fact. So, you know, they didn't grow up listening to everything that people used to sample, make their own instruments, this and that. They only listened to hip-hop because they liked it. So big up to them for loving hip-hop. But, you know, how do we drive more of this substance, more of this music-based hip-hop, if you will, into the game?
I mean, these young cats are so set in their ways. I mean, it's kind of hard. You know, once you tell me what you think, you know what I'm saying? Because it's so hard now, you know?
Well, and honestly, that's why I do shows like this, because I'm going to play MC Shy D songs, and I'm going to play, you know, we had, you know what I'm saying, Shorty from the Lynch Mob on earlier. We had Curtis Blow on earlier. I'm going to play Substance, and hopefully these kids are like, you know, that's actually really good. I've never even heard of these dudes, maybe, you know, and then they start applying it to music, not only that they listen to, but if they're artists, that they apply to their music.
Yeah, I definitely
feel you on
that.
That's why we here.
yeah, you know, but the thing is, I mean, you know, one thing, I mean, you know, people, I mean, I think a lot of older rappers or older people in general are upset about the new young generation. They upset because they feel like when we did it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was real hip-hop, and they looking at it now different, but they got to understand this is a different time in life. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, if hip-hop would have started, if it would have started in 2013, excuse me, believe it or not, Melly Mel or whoever, they would have been making this kind of music. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These kids are only rapping what they living. I mean, you know, the date and time that they living in, you know what I'm saying? The times are much different. You know, when I did my thing, I rapped a lot about parties because it was party time back then. You know what I'm saying? Life is a little more serious now with these kids, you know. They grow up, you know, a lot of these kids is growing up in single family homes, so they can't be happy like we was back in the day. My mom and dad were together.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, but, okay, so let's take it back then just real quick to doing the music. I mean, how did it feel, you know, pioneering something like that? Because it comes to ATL, you know, you're one of the pioneer, lack of a better word, but I don't say that like lack. There's 1,000 words I can use. So what was the buzz back then? I mean, you guys were originating something. That's never going to happen again. You feel me? So what were you feeling at the time?
Well, basically, when we did hip-hop, believe it or not, I could sum it up just like this. When we did it because we loved it. We did it because it was a new culture coming out. Unlike today, these kids, they only do it really for the money. You know what I'm saying? They hearing a rapper saying, hey, I got this kind of money. They seeing these rappers out here and these Ferraris, these Lamborghinis and everything. So they really is not doing it for the love of hip-hop. They doing it for the money. Unlike when we did it, we did it for the love of the culture.
Okay, but okay, so saying that too, and I ask this a lot, but it's a genuine question. Everybody has confidence in their music, obviously, and that's still a huge trait in hip-hop to this day. Did you think it was going to blow up like it did?
Oh, no, I never thought that. Like I say, when I did it from the heart. I did it because I love hip-hop. You understand what I'm saying? I did it with no intent in my mind like I'm going to get rich off this. I did it because it was something that I loved to do.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. And you know, and then to say that because you did it from the heart, and I know this question will kind of blend into that, but, you know, which be your advice to some of these independent artists and saying that with technology at our hands like it is, it cut tracks and it really had to go in and do records and the whole thing. What would be, you know, some advice to some of these independent artists out here?
Well, basically, you know, I mean, like you say, everything is there for them. You know what I'm saying? Everything is there for them. And the way these record companies are now, unlike back in the days, they used to have, like you said earlier, artist development. Basically now, these record companies, before they pick you up or even talk to you, they want you to develop yourself. You understand what I'm saying? So what I would tell these artists today is, hey, basically, hey, go in the studio, do your thing, make sure everything is tight, and make your little YouTube video, you know what I'm saying? Build your own buzz, because that's the way these record companies want you to do now before they even talk to you. Build your buzz, and hey, you know, let them, I mean, get you a nice following, and let these companies step to you and get that money. Yo.
I was just saying, sorry, cut out a little bit, just a Blog Talk issue. But, yeah, you know, distribution is really the bigger deal now because, you know, you can watch a YouTube video on how to Photoshop a, you know, get a good picture and Photoshop an album cover. You can put it on iTunes yourself. You can distribute it yourself, you know, the whole nine yards. So, you know, really the labels are losing their game a little bit for sure.
Yeah, they losing their game a lot, you know what I'm saying? Because, like you say, you know, you got the digital outlet now, which we really didn't have back in the days, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's so beautiful now where, hey, back in the days, you had to mail a record to Germany, but now you can MP3 a song to Germany, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, these kids really don't know how good they got it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they really need to be taking advantage of it.
Yeah, and it's a shame that they don't. And we talk about a lot on the show too. It's like the technology is there, everything is there to do it. They don't take advantage of it. I mean, again, I used to have to buy albums every Tuesday. You know, read about in the magazine. You could watch Rap City.
Yo.
Yo, can you hear us?
Yeah, your phone was breaking up a little bit.
So it's probably something through the internet. You know, we on Blog Talk sometimes that can act up. You know what I'm saying? But to go into it, I'm going to play a track real quick, you know what I'm saying, so we can shed some light to these peeps. And then I do got a question or two more for you, and we'll let you enjoy your night. So just rock out with us real quick because actually on my Twitter this is blowing up to play this right now. So we live – Die4 Radio, MC Shadi, the legendary ATL Zone. Let's go, tearing it up.
One, two.
Dieful Radio MC.
Yo,
in the house. See, still, man, that's just so classic. You know what I'm saying? Just the whole, man, it's just classic, homie. Like, I mean, and again, not, you know, go back into kind of subject, there's not a lot of classic songs that come out anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because everyone's just worried about whatever next single is going to be for that month.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. These records definitely ain't lasting. I mean, like you said, these songs are really only lasting like 2 months, and they out of here.
Yep. But, again, there's not a lot of artist development. We talked about this throughout the whole show. You know, when you did do, like, the artist development things, when you're trying to get signed by the labels and starting to, I mean, it's everything from microphone etiquette to talking to the media to doing interviews to stage presence, to even business a little bit yourselves for longevity.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these young artists, man, I mean, they really don't have none of that, what you just said. You know what I'm saying? I mean, especially when, you know, I get on YouTube and I watch them live in concerts and they holding the microphone all crazy and all that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's really unprofessional to me.
Yeah. And a lot of live performances nowadays, you know, people do rap with their lyrics. I've done it myself because I've done some janky, you know, sound systems, but at the same time, you see it a lot. I've seen professional dudes rap with lyrics behind them, the whole song.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
I think live shows is another, you know, is another thing missing. Because I love the old live shows I used to go to. You know what I'm saying? And there's still a lot of artists that really go out and do it. But it's crazy nowadays.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Believe it or not, maybe about an hour and a half ago, I just came from a little award show they had in Atlanta. And all the artists that got up there performed, like you say, they was performing with their lyrics. And then, you know, you hearing the lyrics on the record that they made, and then you hearing them, and it sound like two different people. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep. And I hated it every time I had to do it, homie. But sometimes you never know. I will have to say, and, you know, that's our fault maybe as an artist, you know, that you go in not knowing the sound system or people would be able to hear you or whatever. But, you know, that's why you hustle and get into better things. So saying that, future-wise, DJing-wise, what you got going on? I know you're in the ATL. We got a lot of ATL listeners. Anyone that wants to chime in, MC Shadi, the legend himself, press 1 so I know that you want to holler at us. You know what I'm saying? But what you got going on in the ATL, man? Any, you know, anything, everything that you can say, let's get it out because we got lots of followers.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? I mean, one thing about me, you know what I'm saying? I'm older now, so I'm kind of off the scene, you know what I'm saying? I do my little DJing thing, and, you know, I take it on to the house. You know, I don't really be going to the after-hour spots and all that, you know what I'm saying? Atlanta got a lot going on, and basically, you know what I'm saying, I have my day out there, so I ain't really trying to get caught up in all the hype that's going on now. So I do my thing, and I stay off the scene, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you got, you know, mixtapes, anything, people, you know, definitely shout out your Twitter, your social networking, anything, people can follow even anything you're doing, man, because definitely a legend of this game, pioneer. I know a lot of people want to keep up with you.
Yeah, definitely. Everything, I mean, you know, Facebook, MC, SHYD, my Instagram is MC. SHYD, and my Twitter is MC Shyd. You know, everything is the same.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to rock with us, man. You know, anything you got going, anytime you want to talk, you know what I'm saying, hit a mass audience, whatever you want to do, man, we're going to have you back here at Dieful Radio. And again, just privileged to have you here. I mean, hip-hop stand up, you know, whole ATL stand up. I'm born and raised in L.A., you know what I'm saying? I'm a huge fan, actually born and raised in Riverside, but outside L.A. So, but before I let you go, do you mind if I get a you know, Dieful Radio drop from you?
No doubt. Let's make that happen.
Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
Yeah. This is MC Shot D, the originator, and you listening to Die For Radio. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. We really appreciate you, homie. Like I said, anytime you want to jump on our Airways platform, just chop it up. Send us a mix you got, whatever, man. We got you, definitely. We can be talking behind the scenes, Twitter, whatever, and we're definitely going to hold you down for whatever you got going.
No doubt. I appreciate y'all having me.
No problem. Appreciate it. I'm going to actually go to another one of the classics. This is Die For Radio. You know what I'm saying? What a beautiful show. MC Shy D, ATL, gotta be tough. Let's go.
Everything I say, you know, is buff. I'm MC Shy D, and I gotta be tough. To let you know that I'm not stepping, I'm a certified rapper and my name is Shy D. I'm capable of taking out any MC. I'm stacking, not checking with the words that I say. All you soft MCs need to step on my way. Don't try me or deny me cause I'm number one. And when I rap on the mic, I get your job checked cause everything I say, you know, is buff. I'm MC Shy D and I gotta be tough. Everybody sing this song. Let's kick this funky
Yo, check this out. Bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio. So do not leave this apparatus.
Man, fuck that.
My brain is a full sheet, never going blank. I'm too deep. Don't ever underestimate how loud the truth speaks. The black sheep waving in the air, the black heat. Making niggas running like track meets. My voice sound crazy on the snare.
That beat.
My hat beat straight to the front like black beeps. Way back riding on the bus, exactly. I take it to the time when the music was happy and hair was permed out. Nobody was nappy. Now niggas just turned out and nobody's frappy. You know what the turf out. Ain't fucking with athletes. I'm fucking with real made. Man who deal king. No squares in the circle. Better holler at Mills Lane. Your flow is a real shame. I kick it like Luke King. I separate the men from the immortal. The cold child with the ill profile. It's so wild when it goes down. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, my nigga. Hey, man, what up? Fuck with your boy real quick, though.
I got you.
Other shit though.
Okay, fucking with the rhyme constructor, break loop maestro, master of the ceremony with the right tone, voice box melt over drums like provolone, only niggas sitting at the table with Coleon, Sean Stack, methamphetamine beyond crack, if I ain't on my job, then what you call that, anthropologist, digging up facts, give me 7 days, but I can resurrect rap, relax, let a pro do it, before Double XL, I was showing improvement, came like a bat out of hell with my whole unit, no way around it, nigga, you gotta go through it, me and B to the R, hard to kill, Steven Seagal, I breeze through these bars like I'm breaking out the box, huh? Either quit or reinvent your style. This is dedicated to the one dimension now. It's the F. Respect.
I play it, you know, and it's just a gift. And I just do what I feel with it. Right now, rap music is top. Rap music is number one over here. Rap music is ruling. Mm-hmm.
It's not Latin or white or black music. It's that cooked up, cooked crack music. Black thought, found rap, do it. Rapid eye, my thing tanks like a piranha tank thing. Multiple bites, figure, mega, reality, terror, giga, grand theft, auto, modern day Mickey and Mallory, small. But I'm sick enough to walk into an art gallery and piss on a Picasso. Crack statue, run my balls on a bank, be shit on it and throw it at you. So when the beat intensifies, I become emotionally desensitized. Like once I slapped a rapper with mate. Then I spit ass in his face after he rinsed his eyes. No, wait. I actually grew 5 times my size. Grabbed mates by the thigh and slapped the rapper with him. Now that's practicing sacrilegious activism. A tactic for battling practical rap with wisdom. Actually, it's pragmatic capitalism for action. Crack under pressure and collapse when I get him. March is medicinal, man-made medical marijuana with a phase blast. My rifle like I'm searching for Sarah Connor. And Shorty's got brains. Shorty not playing. From 40 blocks, I'm a killer with 40-watt range. Within a range where the bullets that I've arranged, encrypted and script with specific individual names that shall remain anonymous. Me and the ammunition's in a relationship that's monogamous. It's like I'm married to the silencer. Until I file for divorce and release my Excaliburs. Do up with your arteries, place that for my adversaries. Put your snap back cap your capillaries like. It's not Latin or white or black music. It's that cook crack music. Black thought, barrel, rap, do red. It's that lucid, rapid eye move. Vocally twice as magnifying as ever hearing Chewbacca scream through a megaphone with the significance of Dr. King. Philanthropic, cause I'm trying to see man united without references to soccer teams. My philosophy, prophecy, the opposite of Mephistopheles, side and isosceles. Set the earth to warn of environmental atrocities, and nobody can copy me, stop. Not possible, but probable that it's only philosophical mockery. Strange, change copper to gold, switch properties, bang. Stay on top of the globe, flip monopoly, aim. Take stock in the soul, spit properly, properly. Take stock in the soul, spit properly. That extended clip on my hips is awfully. I'm diabolical, follicle triggers that I cock and squeeze. Sending shots to ancient Greece, the pop Socrates. I bear arms like button downs without the sleeves. Manic, depressive, and possessive like apostrophes. My psychiatrist waved the doctor fees. Wanna wave the pistol and said listen quick, watch me so I can breathe. National Association for the Advancement of Drugs for Performance Enhancement. And it's tough taking so many chances, but I've been a bad seed from the womb. They call me ovary cancer, and I got an ugly heart although I'm totally handsome. And I take the love of your life and hold it for ransom. And my tactical cans that never stood for any national
anthems was hood. I am the actual answer, and I'll prove it. Black attire, rapid fire, rapid eye movement. I'm from a species that is higher, I am not human. Extraterrestrial alien, a monster killer, a conscious villain in a barrel of lobster. Ex-slave, sadomasochist that gave the master my ass to kiss. A dying breed, I'm the last of this. Black is as miraculous as Jesus and Nazareth. When I vocalize, the crowd rise like Lazarus. It's the Rhodes Scholar, my co-collar, piss on Peter. Your whole collar, he's on top of the board. Meet him, Mr. Globetrotter, and my Adidas. Pure cheetah, hopping out of this exotic European four-seater. Hollin', Chiba Chiba like I'm Parkside. Killing is the dark side. Villain, I'm God, I'm Godzilla. Sometimes I'm Bob Dylan, but blood on these tracks for real. So God willing, you feel what I'm feeling. Yeah, I never quit, I'm still syndicating up. Me and Pharaoh Mind did it for the benefit of us. This is straight ways of behavior, I never get enough. Get the picture, my militia getting ignorant as fuck.
White or black music, it's that cooked up, cooked to crack music. Black thoughts, barrels, rap duet. It's that lucid, rapid eye movement.
Yo, this is Redman in the building. Of course, Gilla House, of course. Jersey in the building, of course. When I'm riding around in the hood, smoking on that dower. Of course, I'm turning it real loud. My bud and my marijuana is real loud. But you know what else is real loud? Is that Die For Radio. You motherfuckers is loud. So if you got one rolled up, you got your seatbelt on, of course, and you're lighting a fatty, tune in to Die For Radio. Red Man in the building. Y'all smoke one. And may fun be with you. Let's get it. Stop for radio.
Die For Radio in the house. What a beautiful show. MC Shadi, Curtis Blow. You know what I'm saying? Shorty from the Lynch Mob. I still got the homie Brooklyn. The homie rolling with me from the BK. What's up, homie? How you doing? 917 in the house, rocking our show. What's going down?
Chilling, man. Just, you know what I mean, relaxing. Tuned into everything that's going on over there with you. You already.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So I'm definitely going to get a 16 from you. What I'm going to do real quick is I got a homie that's about to chime in. I got to call him from the and the call dropped. Man, his phone must have died. But homie was rocking. Big shout out. You know, he definitely first time tuning in. Shouted this out on Twitter, the whole nine yards, so we appreciate the support. We hope he rocks with Die For Radio, you know, from here to there. I'm actually going to go into a little more music, you know. I'm kind of feeling it tonight. Big shout-out to my dude Todd Davis, you know what I mean? Big shout-out to my Die For fam. I mean, big shout-out to just everybody that supports the whole movement, Do The Knowledge. You already know how it goes down. Right now, and this is one of my favorites. I know I always played it, but fuck it. You know, J. Rude the Damager, Solar Flares, Large Professor, Die For Radio. Come on.
I move defies the laws of physics. I travel through dimensions, writing rhymes with the mystics. I reread the fabric of time to be specific. Maneuver through the universe, young, black, and gifted. Divine designs with the tachyon particles. Live from the trenches of Brooklyn, it's the original. Chemistry unaltered by synthetic chemicals. Blessed with the power of God, delete your physical. Difficult time, only further strengthen the spiritual. Here it is crystal clear, I fear no individual. No first in every line that I rhyme, I'm immersed. The soul of soldier. From the birth to the earth, study the verse. My work so superb it's a curse. My mind extremely sharp when I think my head hurts. If I keep killing the flow, I'm afraid of the burst and the force to generate to destroy the universe.
Listen to this.
over matter, help me explore the galaxy. Time moving things with my rhymes, mental telepathy, chemicals combined with beats, advanced alchemy, math and science, master microphone wizardry, ahead of my time, futuristic technology, God in the physical form, anthropology, raw bloodline, divine genealogy, the world in the time before time, cosmogony, atomic energy flow, heterodoxy, most philosophy is hypocrisy, in the depth of the cosmos, I'm totally free, good thing I'm mostly water, cause life is a tree, here's a scoop, even in a lot of the truth, forget the roots, you know what it is by the fruits, I speak poop, the beast by biochemical suits, I'm afraid the heat I generate and melt the boot, boot. Is average, but my spirit is colossal. 2,000 years, what I write will be the gospel. I sent you the life like O2 through your nostrils. Riding lightning bolts, trading tales with apostles, saying do things that's deemed impossible. Master my realm, so in fact it's logical. Camel through the eye of the needle, improbable. Feast for your ears and the flavor delectable. Orgasmic voice, but it's far beyond sexual. Borderline mystical, baffled or intellectual. Dissect your signs to the last molecule. So electric, my brainwave is measured in joules. The flow, intoxicating like a gallon of booze. Universal, law and order, reinstate the rules. Faith is what you make it, be wise when you choose. This rhyme, a landmine, blow you out your shoes. Solo play. Because the sun don't freeze.
Man, it goes down crazy. That's a J-Rudimager. I got someone on the VIP line. I got a 707. Music Scribe himself is in the house. Do I hear this on the other line? Oh, I don't know. I thought I heard Music Scribe's on the line. His phone must have cut out. He's on the golf course right now, but I got another VIP call on the back line. Sneak Rothstein, what's happening?
You're welcome.
What's up, fam? You already know, man. Tuning in late, you know what I mean? I'm out here shaking and moving, you know, doing what the fuck we do out here, man, hollering, you know, checking in with my family right now, man. You know, doing real shit right now, getting something to eat right now. You know what I'm saying?
Morning.
Yes, ma'am. You said we out here, man. Shit, like real shit go down right now, man. Real talk. Die for radio. That's what it is, man.
What's up, man? We had a great show. You out in that pretty much ATL right now. We just got off the lines with the OG himself, MC Shot D. You know what I mean?
What's up?
You know what
That's
I'm saying? We
up,
was talking a little bit. You know what I'm
saying? Okay.
Just a little bit earlier with Curtis Blow, and then we had a surprise phone call from the OG homie Shorty from the Lynch Mob, you know what I'm saying, and chopped it up.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, we're doing it real big over here at Die 4 Radio.
Always. You always do it big at Die 4 Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better tune in and get tuned the fuck out, man. My nigga Lansky goddamn brought this shit to light and bringing this shit to y'all motherfucking face, man. Bringing it to your motherfucking doorstep. You know what I'm saying? Always got the
Give a shout out to the music scribe, Mr. Todd Davis, because I know he's still on the line.
Oh, yeah. Big shout-out to Todd Davis, man. Big shout-out to The Hype Magazine. You know what I'm saying? For them, through them, all things are possible. You know what I'm saying? And we make it pop. So, thank you. You know, so we keep it popping. And, man, y'all make sure y'all tune in every motherfucking Tuesday and Thursday. Of course, on Saturday, you got that Dronian show, man. Sneak Rothstein. I'm going to hold it down for my fam, man. Die for a Dronian. Shut them down. Hype shit. I'm on my Die for a Dronian. Shut him down hype shit.
And you know what? That actually, you know, I don't know, kind of motivates me a little bit. We did a couple world premieres tonight, homie, and you know what I'm saying? We premiered the new Cannabis, man, just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Then we premiered, now there's a few. There were so many I even forgot, but let me tell you. We got a new Slaughterhouse. You know what? I'm going to do it like this. Exclusive right now, Slaughterhouse. Say that then, Die For Radio. Coming back with the dude, Sneak Rothstein.
Yeah.
You got something on your mind, nigga. Say that then. Well, let me say it without worrying about if my label okay it. When weapon waste riling out, man, give them room. Used to have skeletons in my closet, but now they sit in my living room. Mom, I picture putting more niggas in a hole in that bitch's womb. The street sweepers, the wicked witch's broom. A silver spoon, I never had it. I grew up mad at Addie Frank, cause the bitch lived in a better attic. Say that then. I see my share of static, they say that it made me charismatic. Born leader, who was born Libra in a foreign two-seater with a porn diva. Blowing reefer and porn leaders of vodka. Cause the feds freezing a nigga bread. I'm drinking, thinking they gon' seize me even when I'm dead. Killers in my backyard, in the dark with choppers while I'm sleeping in my bed. Dreaming about Slaughterhouse, dropping an album that's a chart topper while I got these demons scheming on my head. Even though I'm the realest, see it wasn't enough violence and menace to society to show you how Cali killers be chilling in society. And the police, they hate me. Long Beach PD probably wanna kill Eminem for signing me. Cause I was supposed to be a statistic, a ghost to me is realistic, my dad homie said.
Guess it's where I'm supposed to been, huh? Under scrutiny, all my opportunity went, huh? Reality is I had more personality bent, huh? Nonsense, but honestly, my conscience is dealing with a constant conflict with the bullshit I've been doing that I feel so bad about the second after it's accomplished. A compass, I need one of those cause I'm wandering in darkness. But I see straight and it feels great being clean around it. Being clean around it, say that then. Being clean around it's garbage. Two-stepping through this garden full of frozen cold snakes. When you a lion, warm-hearted, bank account comma, but still get your undergarments from Target. With a penthouse apartment kind of nigga, still ready to piss in that elevator and shake the dormant hand before you go jogging. I'm just a hood nigga, fuck it, but I'm a good nigga, fucking after that cat on my tongue. But never the cat got my tongue, my nigga.
Say that then.
So I can knock your dome off your neck, get your whole right eye socket broke with a left. You could go ape shit, fake prick, and take flicks with eight clicks. You still never posing a threat. If you gon' say something, say it then.
My big mouth, that big mouth, can't help talk to my heart.
You got something on your mind.
I made a living off of rhyming about just how I feel at the moment. Right at this particular moment, I'm in that zone where I'm wondering how far I really could get with just my diploma. Reflecting on how rap is a blessing, feeling that same feeling before I fuck my first bad bitch that I got right after undressing. Feeling like him, I was about to get this. In your head, you hear it. That voice of confidence that comes down on you from the heavens. Like, yeah, you about to get it. Just hope that you don't stick your dick in the dud, cause that bitch can end up your wife for your mistress, or a chick the same type as your mistress, or a chick that's just gonna draw your name with a stick in the mud, rather intended or unintended. It all comes with the territory, no pun intended. I fell out with all of my friends, like, is it me or is it them? Angry like, shit, everybody can't be wrong, but a lot of these niggas just can't be right. Therefore, I say it's their fault.
Say that then.
I fucking plan to. Too many hoes out here niggas then ran through. I'd rather roll through the valley and lay low. I done fell out of love and back in love again. The out of love and back with my spouse Moe and Hallie and J-Lo. If she left me, my inner self would shatter. I could leave her cause I'm a selfish addict. The problem is I just don't want nobody else to have her. If we split up, consider my health a hazard, or else living in wealth and lavish. And as far as these niggas who wanna kill me, you never get a chance. You a criminal, chill with your subliminal Twitter rant. You bigger than that, you just ain't bigger than me. You are literally killing me figuratively. I'm busy thinking about who hot and how they bit off me. If any one of you niggas jump on me, nobody gon' have to tell you that you should probably get off me. And it's off rip, bruh. Your contract killers can sign off with you. That little beef, y'all talking in small things to a giant like Goliath. Been drinking that anaconda malt liquor. Slaughterhouse, we the nicest four fellas. And if that day should come that we should ever part ways, it'd just be an excuse for us to reunite at Coachella.
I heard them words and they stung. my ears wrong. I'm told that cancer finally made it to its lungs. Some of y'all are blessed enough that y'all have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, cause y'all got no experience. So in case you hear this verse and thinking there's the slightest chance that he'll survive, his cancer's on level 4, and it's not a 5. So my mother lose her mother, now my dad is losing his, all for miles apart. Wildest part is that's not the wildest part. What's outlandish is I too would wanna vanish. Alcoholic uncle robbing him blind and taking advantage. My aunt's supposed to be holding him down, but she's short of game. Behind his back, she took out another insurance claim. Say that. Well, indeed I will. They making all these alterations to his will. He can't even play his poker games in peace. Y'all gotta chill. Like I can't decide if he's dying or y'all rather have him killed. I know a nigga last breath shouldn't be this way, and if they was, I would panic too. Tell me what's a man to do? Playing devil's advocate, none of it's understandable. I walk in the house and feel that energy as if it's tangible. I got a Cuban on looking like Marx. I'm just busy trying to get my Mark Cuban on, my Leo Rick Rubin on, my Nas Pop Big J M infusion on. The out rap A movement gone. Gun on the couch shit, wrong one to be running your mouth with. Bars, no VH1, it's mouth shit. If a nigga don't spit crack, go back and stock up. No harm, sometimes you gotta stir it to it, rock up. Been broken, been rich, been high sober. Fucked almost A model twice over, like I was living my life over. These niggas ain't gotta like me, but after a decade in they all respect me. Shit, they won't even directly indirect me. It's cool, though, back to business. Stacking these riches means caskets and ditches. With my shoes on, living sacrilegious. It's joke, looking like money, all the pretty hoes can't help but look. Life can't be limited, better be what Jordan Belfort took. Florida La Familia, Glocks out over here. The schoolboys with Kendrick, we dropouts over here. No offense, cause they're my niggas, and that list is short. You get the gist, I'm sure.
Afro Radio exclusive. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. That may not be a single, you know what I'm saying, as far as it being a club and shit, but that's one of the hardest songs. Big shout out to my Slaughterhouse fan, man, for the blessing. You know what I mean? Like, woo! But it's all good, man. Hey, we also dropped, you know, a DJ Quick. I know, you know, Sneak, you just got off your grind, you know what I'm saying? This and that. Yeah, I don't know if you know, we could do a couple replays, because I know we dropped that Cannabis, we dropped the new DJ Quick. You know, I'll give you the opportunity. Which one do you want to hear?
Man, I want to hear real talk. I want to hear some shit off that to my own devices. I'm waiting on that right now, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's hear that Quick. Let's get into that Quick. Shout out to my nigga B Nice out there in Houston.
Big shout out to B Nice. He called in the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? And represented for sure. Got to chop it up with Shorty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And definitely. There's a big Jodian, you know what I'm saying, Hijack called up. So and Killer Ron was on the line. You know what I'm saying? So there's a big Jodian support on the show tonight for sure. So big shout out to that Jodian fan, man.
Yeah, that's a Be Nice. That's Certified Thugs. You know what I mean?
Down. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I know it's the whole.
Yeah.
You already know. You already know. Well, you know what? For my dude, Sneak Rothstein, don't forget, you know what I'm saying, Saturday, 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 East Coast time, he got Pharaoh Monch, an Egyptian lover, on the show. Go ahead and check that out. And don't forget about the special edition tomorrow, y'all. Special edition, tribute to R&B with Maxine Jones from In Vogue, world premiering her new single, you know what I'm saying? Didn't I? And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be legendary. We also got the interview with Silk, the legendary group. So don't even trip, man. That special edition, R&B in the house. You already know what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm going to bless Sneak right now, you know what I mean, and check out this you know, DJ Quick track featuring Bishop Lamont, David Blake, Trapped on the Tracks. Shout out to you know what I'm saying, my dude Cadillac Caz hit me up, you know what I'm saying, and you know, shout out to Tweet Cadillac.
Yes, sir. It's going down.
Trapped on the track, trapped on the track, trapped on the track, trapped. Head on collision, rev up the engine, leave your head missing. Verbal vandalism, yes, most certainly. Quick, this is a smash, smash. We might well call this the crash derby. Don't worry, I come with it. Ride tracks like Southern Pacific. No topic or specific, I'm just flexing that linguistic. One train's like conductors on days, now who wanna hit it? See Carson in this bitch. Compton and hit two, and we've been drinking all day long, and ain't no telling what we'll do, cause we
roll up, and let my fam go pull up, party out in CPC, and nigga, we don't need no hold up, them boys and they all out here, Johnny don't even come around here, fake niggas don't even come close, Compton in this coast to coast, flicking up on Spruce, pop to let me loose, niggas out on these tracks, and ain't no telling what they gon' do, alright, look, I see you, I'm standing all over you, jokes, yeah. And shout out to Migo, cause they can assist at the flop. What? Yeah.
Track on the track. Bouncing, dipping, drinking, rolling out, popping, swerving, falling, rub.
Track on the track.
Bouncing, dipping, drinking,
track on the track,
popping, swerving, falling,
track on the track.
When it comes to being solid, I am one of the hardest. I be in Compton chilling like I'm a freaking new artist. When is he gonna start it? Pull out for the dealer departed. The ones with the hustle, providing the muscle so I can go further than y'all did. I'm on the drum machine drunk, shooting beats out like a submachine pump. Look at that rum, she dumping that junk. Look like she got cantaloupes in the trunk. On stage, cocking that gauge. These niggas all on the same page. Bishop and Clifton and Dave, doing the nasty shit to your babe.
All aboard. Homie, show me where I'm throwing out believers. Comes for the real like a bloody Jesus. Flashing on them effortlessly, epilepsy. If you listen, this mic called Jesus. See ya, we ya, stay ya. And we never adjust, but it's never enough. You suckers discussing about us. You fuckers discuss. Suckers just shut up. You said with it, murderer sound like we'll see ya. Meaning we'll do a drive-by in a Prius. Still got gas, come back fast, last don't fuck no dia. I'm just heating up. Atmosphere, get eating up. I'm eager, stronger, meaner, leaner. About to blow Fukushima.
Fukushima.
Trapped on the track. Bouncing, dipping, drinking, rolling out, popping, swerving, falling, rub.
Trapped on the track.
Bouncing, dipping, drinking, rolling out, popping, swerving, falling, rolling out.
Man, no losses on my record. That's the business that I'm about to make them treat me like I'm treasure. Yeah, look off through the rough for long enough, you find a diamond. I've been searching through these rooms and found a vault that greatness lies. And told my nigga that Metro Rider, man, it ain't gon' last forever. Keep your eyes all on the prize, we gon' laugh at the past together. Locomotive on the go, that's why they put me on the track. Man, I'm warning all you niggas, don't wanna cross or you get trapped. Yeah, I drive imported cars, chill with imported broad. If I'm not on Metro Link, I'm linking up these bars, drinking imported liquor, smoking domestic buds, champagne, you know that's my thing, those Burbank Clico suds, Richie Rich call me FaceTime, the limo Escalade, we party secret Sundays, that's LA's escapade, always more chicks than homies, with or without their thongies, player in league for life, don't need a lot of cronies.
Trapped on the track,
bouncing, dipping, drinking, rolling out, popping, swerving, falling, rolling out.
Yo, what up? This your boy Squeak Roo, all from the eyes, officially in the building. You listen to Die For Radio with my main man, Die Lansky.
Insight, because that's what you do. But you know, from my thing, this camera speaking, I feel like the numbers are rigged. I feel like the numbers been rigged for quite some time. Like after everything went digital, I feel like it's all rigged. So, you know, the way I look at it, you know, and maybe it'll come out one day. You know, these numbers are rigged. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. But ultimately, like I said, once again, when you look at the lineup, you know, G-Rap, You know what I mean? Chastity, you know, Buster, Jack, Gio, Keisha. I mean, when you kind of, and you know, I know Gio in there, you and Bronze, but I'm talking about.
It ain't no excuse, it's the truth. We never had a chance, cause the enemy's not human. Bite off more than you could chew in. So good and bad opportunities, I ruined them both. What you be about, Lord? Ayo, I be about Tiamat's law. Before the Great War was destroyed, knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Amnesia pre-planning, native tribes slaughtered by cannons. Didn't wanna listen when I told you, now you eat soybean tofu. Look what you go through, the faggot wants to be accepted. The Antichrist is erected, the whole world changes perspective. Gaddafi had a golden gun, China got 250 quadrillion golden tons. American confidence is waning, patriots complaining. Drones in the sky filming terrorist training. The white man's mad, cause the white man is selling out the white man. Now you know shit is bad, the Asian man got computers that don't subtract, they just add up. While the Arab man is still pulling dagger, them rednecks from Santa Ana reach for their hammer. Blam, blam, blammer, look straight into the camera. Jenny Lake, Wyoming, camping, the stars that dance, starlight skies, dreadnoughts, commander. Homo Cobra Capensis, long pincers, like a mantis. Early Appalachia, Atlantis, Baalbek, broad soldiers, throw boulders to the four corners. When I'm around, they start talking. Knuckle dragon monkey thinks he knows something, you don't know nothing. The Iron Man suit was on Tussin. The nation sinks into a cesspool of inflation. Automated Jamaican simulations, I'm stimulated. Eviscerated, well shaven, when he's dead, cremate him. Make sure you say his rhymes verbatim. I'ma put you in rehab, punch you in your fucking beanbag, and go have myself a nice steam bath. You don't want the wrath, the black Charlie McGrath. I sprinkle glass on the grass before they raided my path. Pull up the customer case while I fuck your face. Negotiate, how much does your 1099 make? Yeah, I like jogging the place, Martin Luther speech every day, cause I had to have a dream anyway. Camelback break, ice cold water on a dry lake. Not bad for a primitive primate, huh? Dark project research manager cannabis. In the 90s, I created a neurosampler. Nanonuclear waves, non-particle. You the NCO in charge of this group? Let me talk to you. Rap this, rap that, come on cannabis, just rap. The whole world happy, cannabis back. 1,000 bars plus tax, I know you love that. You little muskrats, doing jumping jacks on the track. Be quiet, something is watching us, influencing our consciousness, falsely encouraging us, stopping us. They can't live without you, but they say we need more time. I quietly reply, time is up. I rhymed enough, uncoiled beat fields, D1, 2, and 3. The beast from the east will not yield. The time war, samurai swords, pantomime record. Minds like mine, not minds like yours. If language is a virus, domain is timeless. Simply put, Jermaine is a syllable scientist. In comparison, I pale to creatures with scaled claws and tails. Laser weapons hanging off of their belts, with the wings in the eyes of an eagle. No matter the distance, they see you. Put your hands where they can see you. Reach your thoughts like an NSA paralegal. Power to the people. I wish I had the power to defeat you. The Hebrew has no equal. Technology he has the keys to. A breakaway speech to leave you. The psycho-psychic hypersensitive see-through. Says the veil's too thick for human beings to see through. They don't need to let you know that they don't need you. All you need to know is that they came from the people. Nimrod wants his gold and he's coming to get it. And that's why he's worshipped by the ones that collect it. I can motion vector long enough to hold that scepter. I'm the protector, hip-hop's out the successor. Kick your ass all over the battlefield. It was my pleasure, and we can do it again.
You know, at one point or another, you know, so, yeah, I just leave it at that. But well, we had bigger plans after that, but it's like that team didn't seem like they wanted it to. They thought maybe that they were going to take it from there and beat, you know, I don't know. Like, you know, Aftermath and sell 20 million records. I don't know what they was thinking. You know? Anybody that went on YouTube and was running their mouth, I don't know what they was thinking. You know? Because I didn't see nothing happen from it. What they did, I didn't see nothing happen from it. I mean, Mac can tell you we had phone calls from big dogs telling us what they was going to do, this, that, and the third, and they didn't do nothing.
Y'all radio in the motherfucking house.
Yeah.
That couple world premieres right there, y'all. What y'all know about that, man?
That's That's heat, fam. Both of them joints, man. Thank you for blessing us with that, big bro.
You already know how it goes down. You know what I mean? Ooh, but you know what? It brought up in the show with the cannabis. I premiered that earlier, but, you know, definitely playing it back was well worth it. Is, like, I don't care what happened on YouTube or whatever with these battles. Cannabis is still a dope rapper. Who cares? I mean,
I agree. But that fuck. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and that doesn't take away from him being a great rapper, but it just kind of like it puts a fucking black cloud over his head,
because
it's like.
Right, man, right, because no other rappers have ever done some fucking dumbass shit.
I ain't never seen nobody pull out no notebook like that.
On what? He doesn't have to prove himself. It's cannabis.
Right.
That's the way rappers have ever been in bad form.
I can't think of one right now. Name one. That does some shit
one.
Like he did.
I'm not just talking about in a battle. Just think about life situations. I mean. That's what I'm saying. Like, shit happens. So
right.
Just because of that one incident, we got to take everything away from what...
Oh, no. Not us. I mean, we know, but it's the general public, man. You know what I'm saying? And everybody that doesn't pretty much know the history of cannabis and know the impact that cannabis has had. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we're dealing with that fast food.
Isn't that our job, though? So you're
right.
Making my point right now, Sneak Rothstein.
Yeah.
God
yes,
bless
sir.
You, okay?
Exactly.
Okay? Because due to knowledge, you know,
yep.
Cannabis is one of the illest. Who cares?
Yeah. DMX is too, but look what the fuck he doing. He just keep fucking himself, over and over, just doing dumb shit.
Look at people that haven't even fucked themselves on their own in other circumstances and still off a rap or in some stupid shit.
Right. We humans. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we ain't robots. You know what I'm saying? We humans, man. We feel. You know what I'm saying? We eat, sleep, shit, breathe. You know what I mean? We're not goddamn controlled by goddamn machines, man.
They're going to cut off the lights real, real, real quick here. So
goddamn.
You know, just, I got to do it. Sneak Rothstein, we salute you, man. Big shout-out to Curtis Blow. Big shout-out to MC.
Yeah.
Big shout-out to Shorty from the List Mob. Big shout-out to my dude, JD. Free JD, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, definitely check out the YouTube video I got and on the Dotful website. You know what I'm saying? Exclusive interview. Let's go do it like this. Dotful Radio. We'll see you tomorrow night. Let's go.
Hey. Cannabis, man, what's up, man? I caught you on that cut with Wycliffe, man. You were booming, but I caught these foul, slouch-ass niggas, you know me, talking foul about you the other night on the corner of the boulevard, man. I wasn't with that, but I ain't know you well enough to defend you, though, right? But you seem like you got true game. But Beep Game, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right, you know what I mean? But they can't hurt us, man. We're going to do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle yourself, man. You don't got nobody out there with you. I got to show you, man. Get up in there. Move that head, man. Come on to me, man. But when you come, man, you gotta come for blood, man. Come up to me, man. Come on, bust that nigga hole, man. Them niggas talking that shit about you. Hey, Mike Tyson here speaking with the cannabis man over here. Yo, cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat MC for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. But they can't hurt us, man. We gonna do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle
you.
You
wanna let
man.
The world know the truth. You don't want me to shine. You study my rhyme. Then you lay your vocals at the mine. That's a bitch move. Something that a homo rapper would do. So when you say that you platinum, you only dropping clues. I study your background. Read the book that you wrote. Researched your footnotes. About how you used to sniff coke. Fronting like a drug-free role model. You disgust me. I know bitches that see you smoke weed recently. You walk around showing off your body cause it sells. Plus to avoid the fact that you ain't got scales.